fly, baby,
Love
fly,
Radio.
Baby.
You gotta get to the board now.
Fly, baby, fly, baby.
You know the mic open, man.
And this one takes us back a few years, but it's such a gas, I just know you're gonna be glad about it. The Intruders and Cowboys to Girls.
Cowboys to Girls.
I remember when I used to play shoot 'em up.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, Friday, Friday,
Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday,
I don't get this soon, look, I'm going to have some trouble out here. I'm out on this road heading up to the hill. Got these little hills and little dip head spots. So I don't know how well I'm receiving right now. I was hoping to call in with somebody and I could open up and kind of help me hold the show until I get stable here. And I don't know what happened. He ain't showed up yet. Right now, we ain't got a long. Let's see if I can find something like and test it out so when the people come on. Kind of rough right here, getting dark too.
Bobby Cole presents It's Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, April 27th through 29th. What can happen will happen in Steele, Alabama. Come see some of the fastest street cars in the world. On Thursday, gate open at 12 noon. Open testing, $250 a car. Track go hot at 5. On Friday, gate open at 11 a.m. Admission $25. And then on Saturday, gate open at 10 a.m. And it's all day grudge racing. Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway. Steel Station Road in Steel, Alabama. The track is going to be hot all weekend, April 27th through 29th. Big payouts in several categories, including all steel, all glass, shootout. $5,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 250 inch, the diaper game. $3,000 pot. 8-car minimum. Free entry. The big one. The 5-inch and below shootout. $10,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 1,000 entry. And a $1,000 bikini contest. Call Bobby Cole. 901-299-9504.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, I think everybody should do that and spread them around. Definitely a professional that kind of cool, too. Uncle Larry, hit the one button. I ain't hit that one button. Yeah, boy. Coming on in here.
What's going on, Brother Ed?
What's going on, man? I'm hitting some dead spots here and there, so yeah, I kind of need somebody to help me.
Okay.
What's going on, Brother Head?
I should be at the hotel about another 20 minutes. Get unloaded and get upstairs. You know, got the show open right now. Uncle Larry?
Yes, sir.
Like last, it was kind of a real, real good show. Moment showed out. And, he talked big shit, too.
Huh?
One person willing to race him. Yeah, he talked big shit, man.
Wow.
The person that was, I guess, willing to race him, but something didn't match up. Everybody else was backing up, making excuses on the track, all kinds.
Oh, man.
I guess they
just
ain't gonna get 41 to break, man. But you know what? Let's stop.
What's that? You kind of breaking up a little bit, bro. Hit it. Can you hear me? Bring it up, Ed.
Yeah, that's what I want to do on the
Yeah. Is he bringing up real bad?
I want you on here with camera.
If you can't hear him, what makes you think I can hear him? Cabbage head.
It may have been my phone, dog head.
No, it's your ass. That's what it is. It ain't your phone, it's your ass.
Well, don't you think, you know, look back to behind you and see what you see.
Duh. The man talking about...
That's why I asked you to hit the wrong button.
He hit the wrong button, right?
Yeah, he opened.
Well, hold on. Well, the one button been hit.
In the stomach?
Somebody over there hollering like a hit dog?
Wow.
Talk to the people.
Yes, sir. Did the kid come over yet, Eddie?
Oh, man. This kid. What's up, Uncle Larry?
I didn't say a goat. I said the kid.
I ain't no goddamn goat. Monkey.
Billy the Kid. Yes, sir. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Hey, Eddie. Hey, Eddie. Hey, Eddie, do you think Salt the Bitch could whoop Cal City?
Hey, Bo.
Yeah.
Hit your one button and see what happens.
Hey, Bo, calm down, man. Let the man goddamn phone come back in range, man. Quit being an asshole. And with his phone messing up, I don't think we're going to be able to hit a show or nothing. So that's what I think, but Cabbage Head.
Well, I know I hit it the first time, and it put us on the show. And then he said something else about hit one.
If I take this 72 Chevy, I need you to
kind of hold the show, Uncle Larry. I need you to kind of hold the show so I can get stable.
Man, we trying to see if this is the show on, dog here. I mean, hey, Eddie, we on the show? Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie, why don't you sing us a song while we wait? Sing us a song while we wait. If I had a brain.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Anybody got their hands up?
No, if they put their hands up, I'm gonna open that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure before I go to talking, because you know what I'm gonna talk about.
What you gonna talk about, Salty Bitch?
No, I'm finna talk about Mr. Clark.
I
ain't talking about the principal of the movie.
Mr. Fellowship wanna know. If you think Salty Bitch could beat Cal City Cal.
What about Cal City Cal?
Look, your boy.
I don't know what you said about Cal City Cal, man.
Your boy.
That's right. Y'all just did it.
Cabbage Head want to know if he wants to know, do you think Salty Bitch can whoop Cal City?
Hey, Ed. Yeah, what was that you was just playing, Eddie? What was that you was just playing?
Oh, okay. He's
probably played that for you.
He played that.
What the fuck is going on with them Walmart ass phones?
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
Where you at, kid? God. Kid, where you at?
Damn.
What's up,
help, kid?
Nothing. All I hear is these Walmart ass phones going in and out. What the hell is happening? Eddie over
Chuck,
there playing
Larry,
with himself or something.
Larry said his phone cost $1,700.
He a damn fool to buy one for $1,700.
Hey, Chuck, was you on the show yesterday, Chuck?
No, sir.
Man, you missed it. Mr. Clark showed out last night, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I couldn't do nothing. I sit back and listen last night, man.
So did I really miss something or just a lot of talk?
Well, I don't know. He called everybody out. Jerry Dario was calling everybody. Mr. Clark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Called everybody out. He couldn't get a witness. He couldn't get no witness. He said the first 365 degree days, he was gonna start calling somebody else. So he stuck to his word, but he couldn't get no witness, man.
What'd that tell you? They didn't want no smoke.
It was a whole lot of smoke when it was cold, though, Chuck. It was a lot of smoke.
Yeah. So that little crappy ass Eddie shit won't work tonight, huh?
All right, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Hey, kid,
who's
you on the show again? Sorry. Who they calling Big Eddie?
What's happening there?
Oh, man. Big Eddie's taking care of a little something right now, man. I'm just standing there, man.
Okay.
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Taking it easy, man. Sure. I was just, I was getting them a call. I was getting them a shout real quick, let them know I got them. Clock South Racing stickers. It's on now, goddammit.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's going on, Marlon?
Man, taking it easy.
Man, you got it.
Yeah.
You got it. How the weather is up there?
Oh, man, weather always beautiful.
Oh, that's good. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Hey, dude, when you do that, lad, when you call back up for the farm?
Teach me how to milk a hen.
Okay. I hear you, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Stop bellowing to the talk to Marvin, man.
Yeah, what's going on, Marvin?
Man, taking it easy, man. Got my clocks off stickers, baby. Ooh-wee.
Oh, that's what's happening. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
So when Eddie get back in town, we gonna get him a new phone, man. We're gonna go and get him a new phone, man.
Y'all need to get him a new motherfucking car.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, I'm just a driver, Chuck. I'm just a driver.
All right, dog. All right. So what's going on tonight? What's going on tonight since this Walmart phone broke down?
Shoot, it sounded like Eddie and Cabbage here was talking about how Diddy was threatening people.
Oh, okay.
They were doing some heavy signifying last night.
Oh, okay.
They was heavy with it. All I heard was you bald head mothers and all type of shit.
Okay.
I heard you MF, you ain't got no hair on your face. I don't know who they're talking about, but
Jeremiah.
Oh, whoa. Well, I didn't want to know, but you said I don't know. I'm hopping out that car, goddamn.
Yeah.
I'm hopping out the motherfucking car on that one. Yeah. Oh, these boys be taking the gloves off, man. I don't be wanting none of that. That'd be some bullshit on here, man. I hear motherfuckers talking about somebody got caught with a sissy head. So and so did this. Somebody abused a PPP loan. They said a motherfucker abused a PPP loan. All type of shit. Yeah. I say, let me get my square ass up out the way.
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah.
Why Eddie got all this bullshit ass music on here, man?
Man, I don't know, man. What you suggest he do, man, about that? What type of music you like?
This a motherfucking playlist out the motherfucking 40s, man. He ain't got nothing on here.
Not a damn thing, man.
Yeah, it's fucking Eddie.
Just a bunch of old shit or what? What is it?
He ain't got nothing on here. Let me see what this is. Hold on.
Bobby Cole presents It's Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, April 27th through 29th. What can happen will happen in Steele, Alabama. Come see some of the fastest street cars in the world. On Thursday, gate open at 12 noon. Open testing, $250 a car. Track go hot at 5. On Friday, gate open at 11 a.m. Admission $25. And then on Saturday, gate open at 10 a.m. And it's all day grudge racing. Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway. Steel Station Road in Steel, Alabama. The track is going to be hot all weekend, April 27th through 29th. Big payouts in several categories, including all steel, all glass, shootout. $5,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 250 entry. The diaper game. $3,000 pot. 8-car minimum. Free entry. The big one. The 5-inch below shootout. $10,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 1,000 entry. And a $1,000 bikini contest. Call Bobby Cole. 901-299-9504.
All right. I found one that made sense.
There you go.
I found one that made sense. This nigga needs organization around here, man.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm glad you're on here, Chuck.
Chuck got the board, man.
I'm glad
in,
you ain't got the motherfucking board.
These motherfuckers be going to Walmart buying their phones and shit, and they can't even talk on their own show, even though he ain't got shit to say, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Fuck around a little bit. Who else we got on here? I see Kid number.
Oh, no. You see Kid?
Yeah, you on here.
Yeah.
Come on, people. You know.
Put your hand up, Kid.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, man. I can see half of y'all.
How you doing? Hey, 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 kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Larry and Eddie been gangbanging on the show, man. It's time I started fighting back.
Oh, man. What they gangbanging about, man?
I don't know. They just like picking on me. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that Willie Dog, he like picking on me, too.
Oh, okay.
What dog picking on you about, Leroy? What dog picking out about?
Because my man driver, he said he gonna knock my head across the street.
Oh shit! You need to go to that ass then.
I heard that. He say he ain't gonna. He say he ain't gonna quit till we either get his ass or he get out.
Yeah, well, you know, he got a new racing suit, so, you know, he wants to show out.
Yeah.
What? He got a tight-ass racing suit? I mean, he got a racing suit?
Yeah, he got him a brand-new racing suit, so he want to show out.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. Well, congratulations on a new suit.
Yep. Y'all all on Facebook styling and profiling. So go ahead on with it, dog.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, kid, what color is the kid?
Red.
Black.
Wow.
Congratulations on your new suit, Mr. Willie, dog. I'm proud of you.
You know what? You know what you ought to tell him, Leroy?
What's that?
I'm finna tell you right
now. I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
That's all you got to tell me, Roy.
I heard that. Yeah, that's about right.
Hey, y'all got a whole lot of... He got a whole lot of people on here, but damn, ain't nobody raised their fucking hand.
Probably a lot of them scared to raise their hand after last night, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, kid, did Mr. Clark show out last night, kid? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, he was bad acting. Yeah, he was.
Bad acting. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Clark said he'd dare any of them to come out there tomorrow. Any of them.
Yeah, he's got them calling out anybody with a race car last night.
Damn.
That was in his zip code.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody takes bait, huh?
No.
Oh, man.
He's still hid in the bushes and shit.
Yeah, and Terrio was acting bad too last night, man.
Terrio was on the phone.
No, I didn't hear him doing no begging last night. Not that I know of. Yes, sir.
That little big head dude, that mic open.
Yeah, man.
Why don't you go back?
I got real bad.
Phone,
I got real.
Man.
Real more up here, man.
Your shit.
Once I get inside,
oh,
once I get inside, I hook to the internet.
yeah, well, you hurry up and get inside and see the internet, man. Your ass sound like
We're going to set up a GoFundMe page to get you another phone.
Oh, man.
Come on with it. You ain't said nothing.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You hear him trying to get started, right?
The what?
You hear him trying to get started, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a big headache for you.
Who that
damn sure need a new phone.
7959.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Hey, what's going on, Grub Show? I'm just listening.
Boy, hey. Damn button if you just listen.
All right, man, I'll see you later.
See, y'all got Chuck over here. I ain't going to be long. I'm just on mute. Y'all got Chuck over here. Y'all got Chuck over here. I ain't going to be over here long.
No, dog. You keep on talking, man. I ain't on shit.
Hey, Chuck, I want to talk to you about something, why we vibing like this. You know how some people, act like they're so important? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going somewhere with this. Follow me. I went to Farm and Fleet. I've been going out there lately. I went to Farm and Fleet. I walked past, like, some cow manure that they had on sale. Now, that cow manure serves more purpose, on the soil. In as far as environmental and agricultural purposes, and people got the audacity to be so important. That cow manure is more important than some of these folks think they out here raising. That's all I got to say, Chuck.
Okay. So what you saying, if people can talk on the show, they think they're important? Is that what you're saying?
I say they think they so important. No, I say they think they so important. They think they serve a hierarchy or something. They think they so royal to drag racing to some of the older schools like the ones before me. You know what I'm saying? But you think they did so much racing? But like I said, a bag of cow manure that's on sale serves more importance than some of these people. That's all I'm saying.
Put a name on it then.
I ain't got nobody in particular, Chuck. I ain't got nobody in particular.
You got to have somebody in mind, goddammit, if you said it. Put a name on it.
No, I'm just saying I ain't got from people in general, like lately what I've been hearing. I ain't got nobody, in general. I don't mind putting a name on it. I like to be relevant, Chuck.
Put a name on it then. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, here we go. This dude named Dave.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is he just talking shit or is he racist?
He just talking shit. They say he's a lying. Satin line is MF in racing and all that. I hang around a lot of old heads of yesteryear. I still hang around a lot of old heads. That's why I'm on the show.
Okay. So he ain't dead shit.
Hey, Chuck, and I'm glad you opened my mic, Chuck, because Big Eddie would never open mic up, so I'm glad you opened my mic up.
Hey, man. I run a free sucker enterprise. All are welcome.
I like that, Chuck.
You put your own foot in your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll see. Go ahead, Chuck.
Go ahead, kid.
One of the problems is you got a lot of people that come on the show talking about locking in races, and they can't even lock the door behind them when they go in the house. Let alone lock in a race.
Put a name on it, kid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Damn. That's fucked up. 0537, you on, dog. Talk about it.
What's happening, gentlemen? I'm just chiming in to say hello.
Big Ma?
Oh, go Big Ma. Oh,
lock in, Ma. Get your phone ready. Lock in. Get your phone. Lock in, Mark.
Hey, Larry, I'm off the network, man. I got all them calls on there, and I can't get no signal on my I got to get another provider on there.
Okay, man. I ain't gonna mess with you.
What about carrier pigeon, Big Mark?
That sounds like a good one, kid. I'm gonna have to look that up.
They do pretty good.
Yes, sir. I ain't heard the big guy. The big guy on here.
Which one are you talking about?
The guy the show named after.
It's a whole lot of big motherfuckers on the phone, so you got to be persistent.
Yeah, you got a lot of big guys, you know.
But there's only one that shows who is named after. There's only one. That's the big Eddie.
He had Walmart trying to buy another phone.
Oh, okay.
Hey, that motherfucker on 83rd and State trying to buy a phone for the store closed tomorrow. You know what he doing.
Oh, man. Are you there out there in Homewood on Houston?
That motherfucker closed last month, kid.
Oh, it closed up already? Okay.
Yeah, that one's been closed.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had to go to 83rd and State. Yeah, they closed that motherfucker last month.
Now, I talked to one of my buddies, a manager over there on 111. They said they are not getting closed. The TV said they were going to be closed, but he said, no, Pullman made it. They're going to stay open.
No, if they fuck around and close Pullman, they ain't going to have nowhere to go to no Walmart.
Yeah, they didn't say nothing about Pullman being closed. They just said, you motherfuckers, they put them in the city and you niggas steal too much. So they ain't making no money. So they closed that bitch down.
Man, the worst thing they could have did in the ghetto is put a goddamn computer in there where you ain't got no people monitoring what you buy.
Man, please.
So that means you know how that shit works then, right, Mark? What you get?
I'm too old for them to be canned and handcuffs and stuff, man. No, sir, they ain't dumb, me like
that's
that.
That's the dumbest shit I ever seen in my life. Motherfucking self-checkout. Yeah, okay. Keep on self-checking out.
Yeah, they check themselves right out.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a guy say he got like 3 T-bone steaks, stacked them on top of each other, and just paid for the top one.
Right.
Walked on out with the other two. I was like, that shit crazy. No wonder. It can't stay open like that.
How did they taste, Mark?
Damn, Chuck.
Y'all ain't gonna be on this show talking about Big Mark for the rest of the stealing steaks at Walmart. No, sir, not me.
Hey, kid, he showed him a lick, or he telling about his lick, one of the other.
Oh, man. he know all the details, huh? You know all the details, huh, Chuck?
Oh, man, yeah, them people, man, they telling some stories about that shit. Man, I know a couple people that's how they made their living. Shit,
them goddamn boosters made a living with that motherfucking self-checkout shit.
Yeah,
you motherfuckers, y'all two motherfucking cheap to want to pay a motherfucker. But yet y'all goddamn want to have a motherfucking self-checkout. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, kid, what's the first race up here?
The first race up here?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know, Chuck. They might try to do something tomorrow out there at 41.
Okay. Wasn't no opening days, lock-ins, or none of that shit?
No, huh?
No, okay.
Hey, Chuck, I was there at I-57. They racing like a mug down there.
You say what now?
I-57 drag strip in Benton, Illinois. Right at I-57,
yeah,
they racing like a mug down there.
Yeah, well, it's warm down there.
Yeah, it's a little warmer down there.
Illinois. And they run the 8 mile, Chuck. They run the 8 mile at that track. That's an 8 mile track.
Shit, that's all they can run is 8 mile.
Yeah.
You ain't right.
Hey, kid. That's it. That's all it is.
Shit.
They pass that motherfucker every time we go down that motherfucker.
Right. Anything past Kankakee, goddamn it, ain't nothing but an 8 mile.
Well,
right. Little, you know, for little street cars and whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, it fit the neighborhood back in the day.
Yeah.
It was flying, baby. Hey, kids, man, it's called flying, baby.
Yep.
Yeah. They doing all right. They holding up.
Yeah. It's just, goddamn it, just because you see it off the highway, goddamn it ain't that motherfucking easy to get to now.
No, it ain't.
You got to go back up. You got to go on the back road, goddamn it, get up in there.
It ain't easy to get to. Yeah, it ain't easy.
You got
to
go on the back road to get back up in there.
Yep.
I got a question, kid, for you.
Yeah.
Besides 66.
Uh-huh.
What's the best track in Illinois?
Besides 66, the
in
best
your
track
opinion.
In Illinois, in my opinion, would either have to be Cordova or Rockford.
Okay.
Yeah, I would not say Cordova.
Anybody else want to chime in on that?
Yeah, Chuck. I was gonna say Rockford and Cordova.
Okay.
Rockford and Cordova.
Which Rockford is firing, in case you dumb motherfuckers.
Right. Yep.
Know.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Byron. You got a lot of dumb motherfuckers, Chuck. You got a lot of dumb images.
Anybody else want to answer that? I guess not. Just something I was thinking about. Everybody want to have their favorite track, so just throwing
Chuck,
some shit
what do you
out
prefer?
Oh, Cordova, definitely. I'll take a dove off of any of them motherfuckers.
Only thing I don't like is that's just a nice little piece of local driving to get there.
Another decent little track, Chuck, you probably never been there before, is Havana. But ain't none of y'all, ain't none of y'all racing down there.
I thought that motherfucker was closed.
No, it's still hanging around.
Yeah, but you're right. Ain't none of us down there. You're right. You're right.
No, ain't none of y'all down there.
No, I've been there.
Oh, okay.
I've got to see that motherfucker. Just like Coles County. Coles County got a decent track.
Yeah, yeah.
It's better than I-57.
Yep.
Way better, Chuck. I forgot about Cole County. Way better.
Mm-hmm.
Just curious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it was a bad man on the radio yesterday looking for work, wasn't it?
Where about you? You mean Diddy shut down Sam's show last night? Oh, Clark, the Buick boys shut down the show last night.
Yes, sir.
That's what they was telling me.
Yeah, Chuck, Diddy closed the doors on that show.
But here's the problem. All the people that be on the show, ain't nobody take them up on his offer.
I know. That's why I say he shut the doors. I know. I know.
Well, you know, Didi gonna rape. He just need a motherfucker to rape.
Yeah, he said I got a Buick. He said none of y'all, you know, saying the N word. I don't want to say the N word on the show, but you know what I'm talking about. He said none of y'all ninjas don't want to do nothing with a Buick.
Well, Chuck.
Larry, would you shut the hell up, man? You don't know shit about
racism,
Larry.
It's like this here, Chuck. A motherfucker shooting at you with a 9mm. You ain't going to be fucking with him. You only got a 22.
There you go. I like that, kid. But Larry don't know shit. Shut the fuck up, boy.
Oh, Lord. What do you... Oh, boy. I
don't know
mute.
Nothing, man. Be quiet. Let the racers talk, man. God damn.
Hey,
if you're going to talk about something, talk about the computer or something, man. You don't know nothing about no damn
man.
Meeting.
That's a laptop.
Man, that man sucking dick for nothing, kid. God damn.
How
you going to race if you can't come up with a race? He ain't going to race his car. I'll take my Envoy and beat his ass. I beat your ass,
man.
Larry, with my Envoy.
Oh, come on, shorty.
What you got?
Come on, shorty.
You don't know about no goddamn racer.
You're very disrespectful,
kid.
Shorty.
Kid, when he disrespectful, he shows me. Yo, dick, nigga. Stop sucking dick, boy. I don't mind Chuck saying it, because Chuck can tell his ass up. He's trying to race Chuck. But Chuck ain't going to run after that. No. He got stipulations on his race. He don't run shit. You bitch motherfucker just sucking dick, Larry. He don't run shit. It takes two to tangle. If I want to run Chuck,
you got that right.
I got my steps. He got his steps. We got to come up with the same damn steps. Dumb ass. Boy.
Right. Got to put him in the mixing bowl.
Stupid ass. He trying to run a motherfucker tomorrow. Now, Chuck, if you want to do it, you going to run him tomorrow? You want to run in the mile 41?
No.
I did. So guess what? You scared of him too then, if you listen to stupid ass Larry.
Oh, okay.
Sense, man. That man said he want to run Saturday, which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's 41, man. Ain't nobody doing. So what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Vaughn tried to run Sunday, but I just thought about it. Sunday is supposed to rain. So how the fuck you going to run Sunday? Vaughn was trying to set something up for Sunday. That's all I'm saying, man. You got to get the shit right, man. You got a goddamn retired old on the phone co-signing for DD. Man, stop it. You don't want to be telling him all that bullshit. I'm figuring it out. Because he knows too much to go on the morning show, and he don't even be on the bitch. Who goddamn DD be on no morning show with us? How the fuck he know Jeremiah ain't got no hair on his body? He a transgender and all this shit. You know so much about that, man. Bullshit, man. This bitch-ass Larry telling them. And I know the show recorded, bitch. Play it back. What I say once, I say it twice. You don't fuck about no damn BD. I tear the lining out of his ass. The man gonna run me with Bushwick with Kamala ass. I'm supposed to run him, aren't you? I'm supposed to run Bushwick.
No,
oh, man, get the fuck out of here. But when he said he had a Cadillac, I beat the hell out of him, and he got a spot. I don't even know what kind of Cadillac he got. I beat the fuck out of him. Now, what's up? Bitch, you ain't saying nothing about that, Larry.
Why you ain't say that bitch was ducking me, motherfucker? He want three poles from behind. He want three poles from behind and all moves.
He was ducking me. He was ducking you.
The bitch gonna be at 200 miles an hour by the time he gets to me. Three damn poles, man, that's a whole goddamn block. What the fuck did you talk about?
You was ducking me.
Gonna be at 100 miles an hour before he get to me. I did, bitch. Tell that story then. You want to tell what? Pussy motherfucker. Don't say everybody was ducking me. Say he was ducking too. Motherfucker, and then I had a little more respect for you. But you're going to bring it up now because I'm tearing into that ass. See, you're wrong, Larry. You my buddy, but you're wrong. Y'all started committing and started mixing shit when I was going to that ass. Not that bullshit.
Sorry.
You going to tell a story. Tell a whole goddamn story, motherfucker.
Straighten that
I
shit
told
up,
him to
man.
Cut that shit out, Shorty. I told him, Shorty.
Leroy. Didi went to everybody. He didn't go to my ass. He said, where's he in that? That's all he said. And then he made up a story about me running somebody else. What the fuck that got to do with him? Talking about I tried to run a little more with Kamala Harris. Ain't no motherfucker on this show ever heard me try to run no fucking little more with no Kamala Harris.
Just
made it up some shit. He had dumb ass shit. Either he made it up or he got it from Larry. Larry got everybody's number. He called it fucking dick. I'm fucking dick, boy. I'm fucking that goddamn dick. He ain't got to suck no dick. I need somebody, nigga. I know DDG figured out I'll be sucking his dick. He got to suck his dick.
Hey, Shorty.
I need this.
Shorty.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, who say somebody ain't got no hair on their body?
Nowhere on his body. I say, God
damn.
That's fucked up.
I'm like, why?
The only way he
did
that, somebody told it to me. Somebody told it to DD Leroy. Somebody told him that.
Why would he not have hair on his body? He had a wax job or something?
Oh, the bitch got alopecia or some shit he said he got. He got that goddamn Jada Pinkett disease.
Oh, shit.
But Jada Pinkett got some hair, so I don't know what kind of shit he got. He must got the other version. Jada Pinkett got some hair.
Oh, no.
Jada Pinkett had that real low. So I don't know what the fuck he got. He just won't grow at all.
Well,
Shorty, I'm getting out that
car because I can't signify that good no more. Jeremiah's trying to signify a little good right now.
Man, I'll tear the line out of his motherfucking ass. I'll tear the line out of his ass. He all right with me, but he ain't signifying me. What the fuck I'm be signifying with him for? He want to signify. He know I'm dumb. Come on. All he do got to throw the first blow. Still on me, motherfucker. And watch this. Watch this, Nebo. Come on.
Man.
But Larry on this bitch line. I just come on and hit this bitch line for no reason at all. Diddy ain't did shit, nigga. But told y'all that whoever ass he tore up, I ain't got nothing to do with that. He ain't got nothing to do with my ass. He ain't got his ass. This ass still intact. I still got hair on the motherfucker. You want to shave it off for me, Larry? I still got hair on this ass.
Oh, no.
He set his ass up. He made a statement and said he want to run me. He said he want
to shred it. Shorty, don't let them shave the hair off your ass. That ain't right, Shorty.
Leroy, they can't
don't
shave.
Let
they
do
ain't
that
got no clippers, man. If they got some, I'm going to take them from them. Come on.
There you go.
Don't fight me, motherfucker. I'm going to fight his ass.
Hey, Skids, I'm going to call your ass in the morning. I'm going to tear your ass up in the morning.
But, bitch, you ain't going to do shit, bitch. You going to suck a dick. Get D on the phone.
I'm
going to
call your ass early in the morning. I'm going to wait. I'm gonna wait until you fix your grandkids.
You tell Didi what's going on the morning show. Hey, you Didi Flunky motherfucker. And you call Didi call
no,
you and say,
not.
What's going on the morning show, Larry?
Hey,
oh, they
were
talking about Jeremiah. They said he ain't got
no
hair. He got alopecia.
No.
He was with a transgender. Skin did this.
They draw on this and this.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Man.
I don't call that man like
man
that.
Man,
he's going to
take Bushwick and run me. Hey, Chuck, I might as well run you, Chuck. You run on board, I'm going to run you with Kamala. Man, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my fucking life, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Damn.
Said some dumb shit, man. You know the man said some dumb shit. But you too stupid to even know that, Larry. The man said some dumb ass shit, man.
Yeah, it was dumb.
So I'ma call Eddie. I'ma tell Eddie, I'ma take Kamala Harris and run him with the goddamn Ford Taurus. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. I ain't saying nothing shit. What are you talking about? Where they got them Leroy at? I'm going to take Ruby Red and run you with the Cadillac, Leroy. Fuck. I don't even know nothing about your goddamn Cadillac.
What
ass shit is that? I'm going to take Ruby Red and run you with the Cadillac. No, the Charger. I'm going to run you with the Charger. I'm going to take Ruby Red and run you with the Charger.
No, hey, Shorty, I got grocery store cards.
I'm saying, but you can't do that, though, because I got on your ass. That's what they saying. They said D got on somebody's ass.
Oh,
man, get the fuck out of here. He get on my ass. The man said he going to take Ruby Red and run me with the child. Where the fuck am I going? Where you going, Leroy? Man said he going to take Bushwick and fuck me up with Kamala Harris. I got a regular car. With a car note and insurance and shit on. Drive that bitch head, they put ass with the activist on. Six of them. He going to run me. He gonna run me with Bushwick.
Hey,
trying to dummy it down and say Lil Mama. The man said Bushwick, man. I ain't gonna run Lil Mama.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Larry, when you call, bag up from the phone. All right, go ahead, Shorty.
Damn.
I'm on mute, Eddie. I'm on mute.
Damn.
Yeah, get your dumb ass on mute, Larry. I wouldn't even hit the one button this dumb motherfucker wouldn't been saying what he's saying. What's wrong with him?
I don't know, Shorty, but I don't understand.
So you saying Larry came
the fuck out of here, man.
Told half truth all through the program.
Man, he lying, man. He don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. Hey, go read a book or something, motherfucker. Get on the computer, motherfucker. Pull the show up. Pull the show up and stick and put it on Eddie's show, motherfucker. We can have a show within a show, motherfucker. Let's see what he did. Fuck is you talking about? That man was signifying he was tearing Jeremiah's ass up. That's what I heard. That is, Jay tore my ass up. I didn't hear that. They say Terry O told Preacher Boy ass up. Tell the shit right, motherfucker. You gonna tell it? Well, come on, you're lying now. Yeah, Dee is signifying monkey. Yeah, he told his motherfucker ass up. He tell my ass up. Ain't no motherfucker willing to run him. So that was another lie. Now I don't know if Chuck was on there or not. But motherfucker was trying to run him. He wanna run at 41. He telling the motherfucker to go face the prep 41 and all that old dumb ass shit. They don't wanna go to 41. They make no motherfucker go to 41.
Who won between Preacher Boy and Jeremiah? Signifying.
You know what? Well, you couldn't really hear Preacher Boy, so I'm gonna say Jeremiah won.
So you're gonna say Jeremiah killed
him? Man, Jeremiah threw that boy ass up because you couldn't even hear Preacher Boy. But whatever he was saying wasn't shit. Man, that goddamn Jeremiah threw that boy ass. Man, Jeremiah was talking about the man. He said y'all shouldn't have told me that. Man, he wasn't talking about that boy was in the goddamn magazine and soliciting prostitution and all kind of shit. He looked the shit up and Googled it and everything. He tore that man ass up.
Oh.
He's going to keep
doing
it. Jeremiah tore that boy ass up.
Oh.
That motherfucker, preacher boy, can't tear nobody up. Man, he don't know nothing about signifying. His vocabulary ain't long enough. Preacher boy don't know nothing. Preacher boy won. He's nothing. He's nothing. All he is. Goddamn thief. A cop thief.
and all that other shit.
Oh, my goodness.
He'll be.
Oh,
man,
shit.
This ain't nothing, man. The show, he going to tell him to go back and listen if he ain't on. He probably on. I don't get no fuck. Well, I say
God
one.
Damn,
I say why I say in his fucking face. Say that man.
How long you been holding that in, Shorty?
You know that.
Leroy, how long?
You know
Leroy, how long you been holding that in, man?
Not very long. I don't think Shorty good.
All that bitch-ass nigga used to do is talk about people mama and all that. Now he don't do that no more. He claimed he don't do that no more. He got a newfound respect. Get your bitch-ass out of there. That nigga bitch.
Lord, him.
Talking about everybody else. A motorballing bitch motherfucker. Talking about somebody
damn.
Pussy motherfucker. You firing shit, bitch.
Oh,
that
word.
Ain't your shit. Pussy motherfucker. He can borrow shit from Leroy. Leroy ain't going to admit it.
He never did that, Shorty. He never did that.
Well, he bought it then. Well, he bought it from you, motherfucker.
No,
I got my story about the change-ass bitch. You ain't loaning no motor. He stole that motherfucker from you.
Hey, you don't want to admit
he stole it because the bitch still living.
Hey, Shorty.
Yeah, go ahead. I ain't thieves by they talk. No, I'm just doing the signal. You ever seen a raccoon? I fucked you, boy.
Damn.
I hope that bitch like a raccoon stick my fangs in that bitch.
Hey, kid.
Tear that bitch ass up.
Hey, kid.
Oh, he got my son on it now.
Yeah.
Tear that bitch from limb to limb.
Hey, you got any lean back shirts?
No, huh?
Oh, okay.
Ed, how long you been holding that in?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Damn.
That goddamn kid, the quiet assassin, baby. Mm-hmm. That kid been around long, and every motherfucker on the phone. You know Preacher Boy rock, motherfucker. You got to say it. I said four.
Oh, man.
A rotten pussy bitch motherfucker.
Come on, Shorty.
Did you look at it and found your bitch ass in the garbage can, pussy motherfucker?
Damn.
Hey, Shorty.
Yeah.
Who won the race between Three Lug and Chicken?
Who the fuck is Chicken? Oh, Chicken blew Three
the
Lug.
The motherfucker with
out.
The yellow...
He blowed their ass out.
The yellow El Camino,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Hey, Leroy, don't do that, man. You're going to make me think you belong to my motor. Don't do that. Don't do that, Leroy.
Yo,
man.
Hey, Skins.
What you want? Oh, who that?
Won't you shut the hell up sometime? I'm back on mute.
You just want me to go to your ass, you Bigfoot motherfucker. You cowboy boot-ass bitch.
Oh, Lord, I'm gone.
Hey, when I first came out from the race Kamala, this bitch motherfucker had on some cowboy boots. Tell him about he dressing up for Kamala. Where you gonna get your fucking ass?
Oh, man. Not the John Wayne's.
Man, on some Wrangler jeans and some cowboy boots, talking about he dressed up for Kamala with a motherfucking leather vest on. Talking about he dressed up for Kamala. He a lying motherfucker. Kamala don't wear no shit like that. Nope. Nope.
They don't treat me with a good time. They're lying motherfuckers. I'm missing motherfucking basketball game. Fucking with these hoes. Hey, come on, Chuck. Chuck, you wasn't on the show last night?
No.
Yeah, gave you false information, Chuck.
I don't think I missed much, though.
So. DD was in Ralph Horton. Oh, you missed the goddamn spectacle night. They got them DD tearing the motherfucker ass up like he's doing a little signifying. Put it this way. He did way more signifying than trying to lock a motherfucker in.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm going to bet on that. I'm going to bet on that and Kid know it. He was throwing Kid in there. Kid. When he said, where's Kid at? I thought he said, where's Kid at? I ain't paying no attention. I ain't clicked on nothing left. Man, I'm not getting all kind of tech. He looking for you. Man, I come on the show. Who the fuck looking for me? He talking about, Ian, didn't you try to run Vaughn with Lil Mo? I said, what are you talking about, dude? I want to run you with Bushwick. I said, well, what? He said, well, Kamala Harris. I said, man, stop it, dude. Didn't you try to run Vaughn with Kamala Harris with Lil Mo? Now, if I did, Lil Mo ain't no motherfucking Bushwick. But, okay. No, I did not. I took RBL cop and was going to run grandson. And it had a lip lock in it. He was running on the boat and letting us spray, sir. And he was late and paid the punk out. And didn't want to race because he was doing something else on spray. Now, YDD ain't saying, okay, well, we're going to run RBL cop with Bushwick. And I'm going to run on the boat. Why he ain't say that? Common as a motherfucking ass. He didn't want none of that. He wasn't doing nothing for him. Beat the fuck out of him, man. But I didn't say nothing about it because I wasn't prepared to run today. I mean, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't no sense of me saying nothing. But go back and listen mm-hmm. to the show and Key and you was on there. He didn't say nothing about RBL, cop. He talking about Kamala Harris. He didn't want none of that little note. I had to put some good action. What do you want to do? Got a line out of this motherfucking ass. Come on. Yeah, I ain't no motherfucking saying nothing like that. Come on, Chucky. You don't get that little fool no run 100 times, little Chucky. Come on. Get out here. Come on.
I'm just here because that old cranky motherfucker won't open his. He at Walmart filling the phone.
Oh, who man. Come on, Chuck.
He on 83rd and State trying to buy a phone before they close the store.
Who trying to do that, Chuck?
Eddie.
Come on, man. Don't do Eddie like that.
I bullshit you not. His phone went out. He said he got to go to Walmart. Ain't no Walmart around his house, so he got to go to 83rd Street.
Oh, man. Not 83rd and Stewart.
Yeah. Before they close
Damn.
The store.
Come on.
Store ain't going to be open
Come
tomorrow.
Come on, man.
So get up that night.
Don't do him like that.
You know?
Don't do him like that.
Man, that chump ass open his mic. And you still can't hear him, see?
Come on, man.
That's Eddie making all that damn noise.
And his phone.
Yeah, that's his phone.
That's
I told
phone
you it was.
Oh, Lord. Look at that punk motherfucker Larry. Look at his punk ass. Punk ass Larry.
The question is, is Larry gonna race anybody this year?
Hell no. Now I told you I'd take some motherfucker goddamn a 2002 Envoy and beat the fuck out of him. I don't give a fuck what he is. I beat his motherfucking ass.
That ain't gonna do shit. This shit is amazing, though. A motherfucker been watching racing since they were about 5 or 6 years old. Ain't never raced nobody, but got so much to say who should be racing. I don't understand that.
Oh, that's a lot of...
That don't mean they don't know nothing about racing.
That's a lot of motherfuckers.
That ain't crazy to me, though. I'm saying they can't voice their opinion, Chuck. But God damn. They all in the mix and saying who's scared of who and who should be running. But they ain't trying to run nobody with their... Oh, man, I did see him run one time. He was at 41 and I made him run. He was talking shit to the motherfucker that was running the track. They both had 6 of them. They got up there and Larry won. He was scared to go. I had to make the bitch go. Come on, mute you, snagging motherfucker. Tell me like it was.
Well,
he come over there.
I had the
skin, this and that, and that. I said, bitch, get your ass
skin.
Up there and run. Y'all both got the same type of boat. Yeah.
How does a motherfucker expect you to race and they ain't spend a motherfucking dime?
I don't know. That's what I ain't understanding.
I still don't understand.
I ain't
that.
Understanding. But ain't I will say this, though.
Ain't spend a dime. Ain't going to bet a dime. Just going to run their fucking mouth.
But I will say this,
though,
Chuck.
You got a lot of him.
If they didn't spend a dime, but they spent money in their car and they're familiar with racing, there's nothing wrong with them saying, I think you should run next. Because a lot of motherfuckers didn't spend no money in someone else's car. But they might have spent money. They didn't pay their dues. They've been racing. Let me say that. That's what I think. You know, it's just like saying this then, Chuck. Then I shouldn't say, Tim Hall should be. Tim.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Chuck, if that's the case, then I shouldn't be saying, That Tim House need to be running you back because I didn't spend no money in your car or Tim House's car.
It's going to be okay.
That ain't altogether true. That ain't altogether true, Chuck.
But
I feel what you're saying now.
You do a little racing and you do a little gambling.
No, that's what I said. That's why I said it's people that, I think that people that gambling know a little something about racing, you know, and participating in it. I think, you know, that they can say something. They can voice their opinion. I'm talking about a motherfucker that ain't doing no racing, no
nothing,
ain't spent nothing, ain't contributed shit to the game. Why has they got something to say? I'm not understanding that.
They just want to be heard.
There you go. Now, Larry, I want to know what you contribute to the game, punk motherfucker. Come on, music, you Bigfoot motherfucker. Come on, music. You don't come on me.
Nothing. Bring your ass back, man. You need to answer that one.
And he ain't going to race no motherfucker. I had to make that motherfucker race at 41. I said, what the fuck is you scared of him for? They got it out of your mouth. And they running you with damn near the same shit you got. And I think you quit. Larry went over there and beat his ass for $100, I think. He ran for $100. That was the longest race I ever seen. It took them 20 seconds to get down the track.
Yeah.
I had never seen that shit like that. I said, damn. That bitch slow as a mother.
Motherfucking weather is here, so you motherfuckers ain't got no excuses, nothing.
Ain't gonna
do nothing. They gotta do something. Unless they just like talking to each other all the fucking day.
The ones that's gonna do something, a lot of them locked in. And some of them trying to lock in. That's what I will say.
So I got a question, Ken. What's the first good race that's locked in that we should all go see?
Are you going down south?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going down south.
Well, she the first good one. You know what? Well, I ain't gonna say that's a good one. I'm gonna leave that one out. The first good one is gonna be Tate. I mean, probably Cal City Cal and Josh Lowe.
Okay.
I think that'll be the first good one.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that. What's the good local race that we should see?
The first good one probably will be May 6th.
Where that at?
May 6th at 41.
And who is that between?
Three Lug and Jeremiah. Three Lug running on motor and let Jeremiah spray.
Okay. That's a week after Bobby's race, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got one, Chuck.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
You know what Eddie is saying.
Man, fuck Eddie. Get out his own way.
Mudbone and Chuck. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Leroy, you got to come on. Yeah. Come on,
Leroy. Stop that bullshit.
You got to come on, Leroy. You know, I like you a
Eddie,
lot, Leroy.
Y'all know Eddie on drugs.
You looking like
can't
shit, man.
Look.
Leroy,
hey,
you
I'm going to talk to Eddie
gonna
about that.
These people, man, you ain't getting your ass up there,
nope.
Leroy. Come on,
nope. That's Eddie, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
But you be
I'm
co-signing
sometimes.
You be talking about what you going to do. You ain't never came
to me. I be balling my fist up.
That.
I be, hey, I be biting my lip, balling my fist up and shit.
Yeah, acting like you going to knock a motherfucker out. Come on, man. That bullshit. Oh,
I heard that shit.
Yes, sir. Can I tell you somebody else? I tell you somebody else, you been saying that about Leroy and you ain't did it yet.
Yes, sir.
Man, you been saying for about the last 5-6 years you're going to whoop Donnie. Donnie damn near in retirement.
Man.
You ain't
yeah,
got your
yeah,
ass.
Yeah. You right, but shit, I hear you, man. Shit. Hey.
Leroy, you got
hey,
to get
the
up there,
thing,
man.
Hey, look, the only thing I ain't doing is hollering. You know how they say that hit what the hit dog do, right?
Yeah, hit dog
hollering. The only thing I ain't doing, I ain't hollering, but you know, hey.
Yeah, but
then we're gonna work it out.
Disappoint me, man. You told me what you gonna do and I was looking forward to seeing it, man. Don't let me go.
Was that a
Nina skin and I'm feeling running, man.
Hey, was that?
I want to see it.
Hey, was that Anita Baker or Tony Braxton sung that song, I Apologize?
You know who it was.
Anita Baker.
You know that was Anita Baker, goddammit. Get your ass in there. Come on, Anita.
Yes, sir.
Well, you need to play that fucking song for Eddie.
Good.
I'm trying to tell you. Hey, shorty,
Leroy,
that's the one. That's the one right
there. You disappoint me, though, man, because I don't want to call you no liar. You disappoint me a lot now. You talking about this Cadillac
and
all. You. Hey. I ain't seen shit, man. Weak-ass child that was coming
man.
Back. This bitch in the garage. Raccoons running through that motherfucking everything. Come on now, Leroy.
Yeah, hey, motherfucker stole. You know motherfucker stole the hood off the motherfucker everything, man.
Preachy boy stole the motherfucker. He had another child. Yeah. That must be what his name playing that. Preachy boy must be playing that. Come on, motherfucker. Preachy boy bitch ass playing that song. Pussy motherfucker. He said, I talk too much. I totally stole that hood. You talk,
oh,
much,
man.
And you never shut up.
Oh, wait. Hey, I seen old boy. Hey, shorty.
You say who?
Yeah. I seen Josh goddamn doing nails. He cold in a motherfucker with the nails.
Who? Josh.
The one Cal City racing?
I seen him doing a
girl nails. He had some motherfuckers looking like that.
Man,
Sigma
side, Leroy. Don't say it, man. Nothing
like that. No, I seen it on his page. The man Cole, he got a shop. He got a pamper room or some shit.
The nail shop, whatever they call them.
Yeah, the nigga called with the nails, man. The nigga do nails.
You gonna let him do yours?
No shit. Nah, I don't fuck around like that, man. I don't want no motherfucking nigga touching me at no nail place. I gotta have a teen tone bra.
Mm-hmm.
No, hell no.
Come on, wee boy.
No, man. I don't want no motherfucking nigga rubbing, man. No, man, we ain't even eating. No, hell no, sonny. No.
Okay.
No, sonny, no. Nah. That ain't right, you know.
Okay.
No.
I hate you. I know one thing, Leroy. They are out with these motherfucking slingshots and Rikers and all that, man. They ride these bitches, baby.
Not the slingshots.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They ride these motherfuckers, boy. They act like they brand new. Hey, there's more motherfucking slingshots in the city than ever been in this motherfucking city. They should have never came out that thing.
Yeah, one of them motherfuckers.
Man, they sold so many of them motherfuckers. Shit.
And them bitches ain't cheap either.
Hell no.
I went to a biker's funeral last year on the west side. Shorty, and I didn't know. Goddamn, they had sold them in the motherfucking slingshots. Motherfucking lot was full
you,
of motherfucking slingshots.
Every motherfucker in America buying them bitches.
And the motherfucker don't know. Ooh. Goddamn, you need not to be caught in the city of Chicago on one of them motherfuckers. These niggas will run your ass over.
Yes, they will.
Motherfucker riding a motorcycle and shit in Chicago, goddamn. You riding at your own risk.
You ain't loud.
Come on, man.
Like
yeah. One of these motherfuckers will blow through these lights. And knock the fuck out of you.
And tear the lining out your motherfucking ass.
And keep on going.
Shit. Oh, they ain't gonna stop.
You ain't safe in no motherfucking car. I know if you got half your ass hanging out, you ain't safe.
All right. Yay!
Goddamn Lincoln!
What up? What's going on over here? Nothing, motherfucking lie.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Well, they've been doing that all year.
Hmm.
I want to see some motherfucking racing. I don't want to hear them fucking lie.
By the way, any of y'all hit the 41 tomorrow coming from Chicago? Goddamn, the roads are closed down at State Road 2 to Route 10, both directions. So you have to find an alternate route to goddamn get to US 41 tomorrow.
You got to take
65
and go the back way.
About 65 to 14 and coming back west. Yeah.
Oh, y'all can hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, Chuck said you wouldn't got you another phone.
No, man. Chuck my duck. You can't listen to that sucker, man.
Oh, okay.
You know he's gonna try to sabotage me anytime he can, man. Anytime he can.
They trying to get a new phone before they close.
Mark already told us
how you do it. You put a stake and put the phone in between it.
Damn, Chuck.
That motherfucker don't have a show when the phone don't work.
Oh, so they got 10 set down, so on 65, you go through the way we be going. So that way it's open there.
Yeah, well, Leon, if you would have come there, all you got to do is come on 65 to 14 and come west.
Right. That's the way we go.
Yeah.
But
you got to go to Martin. There's a bunch of motherfuckers up there at Martin. There's a bunch of them at Martin tonight.
Martin, Michigan?
They was testing tonight. They've been testing for 2 days up there. Motherfuckers been testing, baby. Testing.
Mm-hmm.
That mean you had your car, Leon.
No, I'm going out tomorrow, Chuck. I ordered me 2 nitrous lines because my lines went with that other car. And the way them bottles mounted, I had to get some new lines. And I ordered some lines from Jag, but nobody else have them. And the bitches didn't come in, so I got to go away to Drag to get Drag got one. I'm going to go get that now. Shit, right now, Chuck, I need one. I ain't got none.
What, 6-foot line?
Yeah, 6-foot. That's actually what I need, a 6-foot.
Okay.
I ain't got shit. Yep, I ordered some from Jay, but the motherfucker ain't came in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they'd be here today. They say 2 days of shit, I'm sure.
Call me in the morning. I think I got some.
I got about 6 feet of 3/8 rubber hose, Leon. Will that work?
No,
kid. That'll pop. That's going to pop, kid. You trying to pop.
Oh, okay,
then.
All right, then.
Get to the track.
okay, then.
And I got plenty of them short ones, too.
I ain't got none. Greg said he had something. I don't know what he had, but Don be nothing. I don't know what right now.
Yeah.
Nothing. See, the ones I had in there, they had them all. They had them all together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Baby.
And you can't, that's a restriction when you're putting all them lines together like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I took them off. Well, they wouldn't fit no way because I took them bottles out their seat and mounted them to the car.
Mm-hmm.
I took that other seat out. I don't need no two. I don't need no 2 seats in the car. My mother only need 1 seat in there.
What?
That's all.
007, your mic
open.
What time you going, Leon? I want to come and be
noticed. Come on, you got to go to St. Louis. I'm going to St. Louis. I'm getting out early in the morning.
God damn, that's too far, man. I got the baby shit, god damn it, at 5.
Hey, did you hear this? Didn't you hear the conversation on these talk shows? The mother said they got the pizza first before they go. So, I got a vehicle run across country. You know, I don't care nothing. I get on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
These suckers say they don't care about, they say they got to see something before they go to race somebody.
You ain't got to talk about me, brother.
I ain't talking about you. You know, you're more welcome. You're more welcome to go.
Hey, I tell you what you do. I say local if you go run me head up. If you run me head, I'm going to come off the trail. I ain't never been out of track. And you can see all you want to see.
You going to stay local?
Yeah, I stay local. I wouldn't eat.
I ain't got enough,
Leon. Oh, okay. Well, I got to go down that road then. Hey, go up that road. Hey, it's time. Ain't no need sitting around and steady piggybacking like these niggas doing.
Hey, Leon, I'm just waiting. You already know, soon as niggas get at the track, we operate Lil Mo out, I'm going to run their ass. Fuck them. Fuck all that talk.
Hey, Leakin. Leakin.
Yeah.
Leakin. You know Yak can't go nowhere. He got to get permission from that woman.
Oh, Lord, not the woman.
Hey, she got a job. I could sneak out, nigga.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. All right.
No, kid, you got that wrong. Yak said he'll be at the track. It's just who he going to race might not be at the track. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Well, it get warm, Chuck. You already know. It's warm now. But soon we bring a little more out, we going to run a motherfucker. We just don't go out there to play.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck. Ask Leakin about that. What track he like the best?
Leon.
Yo.
What's your favorite? Now, what track you think is the best track in Illinois?
Besides 66.
Besides 66, yeah.
In Illinois, Cordova.
Okay.
Cordova.
It's just
out there. Cordova's
a good track. Everybody like Cordova.
Cordova's a good track.
Oh yeah, Cordova's a good track. You know, like I said, the good thing about Cordova, if you don't feel like a racer, goddamn it, all you got to do is break out your motherfucking fishing pole, Mississippi River, sitting right there.
Yeah. You can do everything right there. But Cordova,
yep.
I like Cordova. It's a nice little ride, but you know. Shit.
There ain't no farther, goddamn it, than Martin.
No, Cordova.
Might be about 20 miles farther.
Cordova for me is like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it's a little farther for you because you got that extra 60 miles on your ass.
Now Martin ain't nothing but Martin is 97 miles from my house. I'd be at Martin 97 miles. If it ain't no traffic, shit, I can get there in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? I like Cordova, though. I went up there, and my car went down the track.
Move this track in Illinois.
Yeah, well, right shit, that's what Bobby DeAndre and all of them used to set their motherfucking records at when they was running them 10-5 cars. Cordova.
Yeah.
They got the smoothest track in Illinois.
Yep.
People just don't go up there in grudge race. I guess that's too far for them to drive. But
well, there's not a lot of us that go that way. That's the thing about it. Don't too many black people go that way.
Right, right.
But you know what, though, kid? We be there. And the thing about it, the track does accommodate anything you want to do.
Yeah.
Man,
they glad to see you.
Let me come up there.
Just like Osceola. They were glad to see y'all come there.
Joe did. You ain't lying about that kid now. He definitely was now. He was glad to see some color folks come up there with some hot rods.
Well, yeah, whatever happens, support your local track. God damn it, before they close. So, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
good.
I go. I mean, in my situation, I go to all of them around here. I go down all them tracks. I don't went down all of them.
Yeah.
I like Martin too. Martin right up the street. Martin and 41 about the same distance. If you actually really want to know the truth for me. Only thing about Martin is they got so much construction going on up there right now, so. That's the
Only
problem you have.
Yeah, you got to leave out early in the morning to go to Martin.
I used to like to go to Osceola, goddamn. Them goddamn country folks, goddamn, and show no treat you good, goddamn, and back up in there.
Yeah. So there, kid. I cannot believe they closed that track down there. But you know what? The grandson, he was a county sheriff. He just was a fucking lazy ass man.
Oh, okay.
Because he the one ran the damn place. Because the lady, she was out there, but she too old. And she was
Yeah, because that little motherfucking barn they had there, they used to bring out, they used to have couches sitting outside there, goddamn, you could sit down shit. I said, man, you motherfucking, it was a trip.
Yo, did that old shit, get them old hot dog. Hey, kid, do you know they end up building a brand new building for that, for the food.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
They so did. They built the building for
now, that was one track. If a motherfucker wanted to slip off and do some testing, he could go there.
Yeah.
Because...
You know,
the average motherfucker didn't even know where it was.
You know who we used to catch up there, though? Because that's where we went. DD? That's where DD
used to go. Yeah, DD and OC used to go over there a lot.
I used to come up. I remember they had a Buick meeting up there. And they let us test up there. I said, God, dog. I stayed back. They lit the clocks up on his ass. Well, the clock was lit up, but then he thought, didn't nobody go up there, but the people be in the Elk car. But shit, when
we go
up in there, that time is not dropped. I'm like, shit, this is our local track. We go up here to bracket race.
Because if you didn't know where you was going, goddamn, you'd never find the motherfucker, really.
No, that bypass helped that track a lot.
Yeah.
That bypass, other than that, you got to go through town. Man, you get lost. We used to get lost going over there until we realized Highway 20 splits up and cut through South Bend and all kind of stuff.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, Chuck Drag said he got one, but boy, if you got a 6 foot, I probably send that shit back to Drag. So that's what I need, a 6 foot. I don't want the real long line. They got all them lines. They had like four lines connected just to make one long ass line. A man told me that's a restriction. Right now, it won't work.
It is a restriction if you got to hook up all the motherfucking lines.
Yeah, they got they got them hooked up, kid. But it just I don't like it. Let me put it that way. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to put that on the deal. But no, set that right there. Right out there. Out there. I'm thinking my damn line would have came today. Ain't shit came today. And they said 2 days. I ordered that thing Tuesday. Today is Friday. Hey, you know, hey, kid, you know the problem with DD? I ain't knocking him for his racing. But the problem with DD just want to run quarter mile. He, a lot of these cars set up for 8 miles. Ain't nobody gonna, it's going to be hard to get somebody to run a quarter.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, DD ain't no fool by a long shot now. He kind of know what he's doing.
Right. And then people got to understand this here, too. You want a person to race the way you want to race. But it goes two ways. I want you to race the same way. I want you to race the way I race. So you can't get mad at a person when he
No, you can't get mad. You can't get mad. Just keep him moving.
That on the hill.
That's all. But fuck around and got you one of them motherfuckers set up for the 8th mile, goddamn it, and you fuck around and grab a motherfucker talking about going out that back door, you're going to run out of motherfucking breath.
Well,
and your ass going to be out.
I did it last year, but I'm not going to do it this year. I ain't going to let nobody tell me, you know, just got to race the person. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what I want to do. Because if that bitch come apart, guess what? Y'all going to scatter like roaches. And I got to fix it. I don't mind running him, but I'm run my car in the 8th mile. If it's set up for 8 miles, I'm gonna run.
That's what you better stick to. Like I say, you fuck around and talking about grabbing the motherfucker running out the back door, you're gonna fuck around and run out of breath. Get your ass is out.
So I'm gonna do my thing my way. Somebody's gonna like it. Move on. It's your car and go run them out the back door. I don't mind racing. Love racing. I'm like, love racing, but chill.
Chuck. What a goddamn Chuck is. I forgot all about goddamn St. Louis. That's another goddamn good track.
Yeah, it is.
I'm gonna run out of breath here.
But by it being close to Missouri, don't nobody really think about it.
Yeah.
That's down there like you used to go down there for Black Sunday.
Black Sunday.
When Black Sunday fades away, that fades away.
Yeah.
Because that
I'm getting get my ass up and go down.
It's actually in Marion, Illinois.
Right.
Yeah. Before you cross the river.
Yeah.
It's Madison, Illinois.
Yeah, Madison.
That's a badass track down there too.
Yeah.
The Gateway's a badass track too. I like that. I like old Gateway down there.
Yeah.
4015, you open.
Yeah. What's happening? Gateway is owned by a black man now. Y'all know that, right?
That mother gonna live long.
No, I didn't know it.
Yeah, it's a black man owned Gateway now. A lot of people
They said, you know for sure.
No, I'm positive. My cousin lives down there.
Black man on the track.
That's a badass track for a nigga to own that and keep it going.
My cousin raised a track, a black man on it. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all another track just out. I don't know. I've been on there for a minute. What is it called? City County? I'm trying to think of the name of how to pronounce it.
In Illinois?
County. Yeah, it's called City County.
Coles County.
It's in Illinois, Preacher Boy.
He got one of them Eddie phones. They don't work.
Who he say Coles County?
Yeah.
Man, motherfucker, Coles County. See that track.
They want little Leon race now.
Kid, big energy.
Yeah. What?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Perfect get off his own shit.
Bruce had me go down there. We all went all down. Me, Bruce, what's
Lee.
The name with the blue Camaro? Lee Jr., all of us went down
Lee,
there.
Lee Jr., they all down there.
First of all, they had us to park out. Now, you know Lee Jr. got a pretty-ass Camaro, and it's clean as hell. They had us park in a fucking field because people already bought them spots, but in the event, and he had us to come down there. We went down there. They had us to park in the field. Now you know when they call their first round elimination and stuff up, but we didn't even know how that was going on. Man, them motherfuckers with them big ass ties down there, man, had them motherfucking cars hyped up in there. We go up there, motherfucker, them goddamn cars kicking up so much dirt. Them motherfucking hillbillies didn't get no fuck about that. When you, by the time you get to the sideline, your shit look like you've been racing out of dusty road of this shit. And then
I was the only 10 black motherfuckers down there anyway, Leaky.
hey, kid, we sure was. And I said, they let me made a pass because my helmet, my helmet was expired.
What track you talking about? What track y'all talking about?
Coles County.
I've been
down in that bitch.
Yeah, I've been there. Hey,
that son of a bitch told me
I-57 the same way.
I don't know. I've been by there, but never been there. But them son of a bitch made me. They pissed me off so bad. They wouldn't even let me make another pass because my helmet was expired. I said, get my fucking money back. I was all by myself. I came down there myself.
I said,
get my fucking money back and I get out of here. And that's what I did.
I don't know y'all know who Joe is. Me and Joe went to I-57. When I say they treated us like kings, they treated us like we was the fattest thing on earth. Then they were coming back.
They were glad to see y'all.
Listen, they said three little of them here came down there. And Pope Boy Racing came down there. He said, do you know these guys? They went and got pictures. Do you hear me? They went and got pictures of the cars and showed us. Then they took our picture. They said, man, we don't get to see you guys. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I tried to run some of them people. They don't see too many niggers. I'm telling you right now. Us niggers don't get down there.
They get the Memphis down and down that 57. The Memphis hit that.
Hey man, them people don't see no niggers. I'm telling you the way they act.
No, Bobby Cole, the one told me about it. They used to run out of 10-5 down there. Bobby Cole told us
it's
down about that track.
Hold on, listen. It's two tracks down there. If you go to I-57, it's another track right down the street
Tyson.
From them.
That's Tyson.
No. We on the other side of K Road.
I-57, Coles County.
Before you get to K Road, it's one you see off the expressway, and it's one off in the bushes.
I-57.
That's 57 off the highway.
Okay, now there's another one off the bushes. Off in the bushes.
That's Coles County.
No, kid.
No,
Coles County.
Yeah, I-57.
No, Coles County
is another one.
It's far away from I-57.
I'm telling you, two tracks next to each other, bro.
I know what you're talking about.
Coles County.
No, it ain't Coles County. It's another backyard track. I know what you're talking about. I can't tell the name. I've been there before.
I went to both of them. And I'm telling you, they don't get many black people there, man.
Well, I know 57. Bobby's the one turned us on to that.
One is right off the expressway. I guess that's I-57 off the expressway. But
that's
one in the bushes.
2502.
Okay, then there's another one right down the street off in the bushes.
That's drag.
Is on 57. Right by Mount Vernon.
Okay, what's the other one back in the woods, Brad? What's the one off in the woods?
The other track. Well, what's the name? Coles County is by in the woods, but you can't see it from the road. Coles County.
You can't see it from the road.
Huh?
You can't see it from the road.
Right, that's Coles County. Now the other one is Tyson, like Leon said. That's on 55.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I went to both of them.
That's down around Sykeson.
It ain't that far, man. It ain't down by Sykeson. It ain't that far down.
You're talking about Coles County. Coles County is where Bruce raced at.
Right.
Ain't that by Coles Road? That's by Coles Road, right?
Huh?
That's by K Road, right?
No. Sykeson is by K Road, Richard Boy.
Okay.
Sykeson is about 20 minutes from
K Road. 20 miles from K Road.
Right, right. Okay. Right. 55.
Man, boom,
right.
Man.
Before I get to Union County and Pulaski, it's a racetrack. Right off the highway.
That's 57. That's a dirt track,
okay,
down there.
Now,
but ain't no track.
Right down the street, listen, go right down the street from them is another track. Go off in the woods is another track. I went to the one off in the woods.
It's not a drag strip. It may be a circle track over there, but it's not a.
What?
The only drag strip is the one that's named.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, my man
said,
went to a drag strip off in the woods.
A black
yeah.
man. Whoever said a black man on Gateway, y'all better do some fucking research because it's a rich white boy on it.
Okay, man, I'm telling you, black guy, man. Well, listen, I'm
Gateway,
not going to argue
with
you.
It's a black guy that's got something to do with it, but that Gateway is corporate owned. It's corporate owned, like 66.
It's owned by
and
corporate.
It's
right.
Right.
And he does everything.
Huh?
Damn.
It's a black guy that own it. Well, I'm sorry. It's a black guy that's running it. It's in corporate. He said he own it.
It's a black guy running it. He do not own it.
Yeah, he might be the manager. He might be the manager.
Run it.
Motherfucker that's come out and talk to y'all, but it ain't a black man that own it.
Hey, Greg,
no,
you know my cousin. He be calling you all the time about trying to buy something from Greg. You know my.
I didn't hear you too good. Say it again.
I said my cousin always calls you. You know who he is. He live in St. Louis.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He got that rag-ass Camaro.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Well, he the one who told me a black guy own it. He tried to get on the flyers and everything. And he said a black guy own it.
Track flight. Gateway. Route 66 and Martin and all those things are
corporate on it.
Yeah. Now, Martin,
I didn't
want to
say
that,
preacher.
Not corporate on no more. Martin might not be,
I didn't want to say that, preacher boy, but you know.
I'm just going by what I was told. That's
right.
What I'm
he might be a manager,
yeah,
but he might be a manager, but I don't think he owned it.
Just tell me, I see it.
Oh, okay.
A white motherfucker on it for corporate. It's just a black motherfucker come out there and talk to y'all.
Hey, listen,
right, he's the manager.
Greg, what's the name of this track? I went to the track in Kansas City. They got a header as they posted. It's a header with their name on it. I don't remember the name of it, but it's in Kansas City.
A
header with their name on it.
Is a big track like 66?
Yeah, it's a big track, and they got a header. It's got a header, then they name on it.
Topeka.
That might be.
It's Topeka.
No, I don't think it's Topeka. It's Kansas City International Raceway. I think that's the one you're talking about.
I don't know, but I went down there and raced, goddammit. Them some prejudiced people down there.
First of all, what was you at, in Kansas City or Topeka?
I was in Kansas. I was in Kansas, and we went to some track. Me and my cousin, and they took my car.
What the fuck
car.
Is Kansas?
Kansas City, man.
Kansas City International Raceway.
That's where I was. That's exactly what it said. It said Kansas. It said KR, but it had a header on it.
Right. It ain't too many tracks, preacher boy. I don't know nothing about it. It ain't too many of them.
All I could do is
come
ask
up with a good one, goddamn, for me not to know about
it. All I could do is ask you. I was down there racing.
Right.
Kansas
City International Raceway.
Right. Okay. I'm not a hood rat. I go somewhere everywhere and run my car.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So you calling everybody else a hood rat?
Hey, man, you got
Damn.
Some 41 holes. Hey, you got to understand, you got a lot of 41 holes.
Well, wait a minute. Hey,
they don't know no other address, man.
You say 41 hoes, ain't you a Union Grove hoe?
Oh,
no,
man.
No,
I'm not. And then you just hear me
every Thursday night, you got to clarify.
Okay.
You got to clarify.
Hey, man. Hey, that's what you call a publicity stunt. Let me help you out.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to clarify.
I'm going down the steel, too. I'm going to be trying red as steels, laughing, giggling, making me some pass. I ain't got to run nobody. I'm not a hood rat. Don't you hear, Terrio only know one address? I'm going to 41. I'm going to 41. 41. 41.
What I'm saying, don't single out one track when you got only people that just go to the Grove.
Hey, man, listen to me, bro. I said
no,
you got
I'm
hood
just
rat.
Telling, I'm
not
saying,
a hood
don't,
rat.
Don't single out one track when you got people that only go to 41. People that only go to the Grove, people that only go to Briar. Just say motherfuckers just don't move out their neighborhood. And that's cool.
You got hood rats, man. Them I call hood rats. What is you talking about? They rats. They hood rats. They don't know
put
nothing about Byron. They don't know nothing about Kadoka.
Put a name
listen,
on it then.
Stop telling these bitches
that
wasn't Chicago.
Preacher boy.
Yes,
I don't think it's been no one in the city of Chicago that love you can say love drag racing no more than CW, Charles Wilson, and Leon Davis, known as Country. And they wasn't gonna go out to city limits and stay their life. It was like pulling country to get them to go to the Grove.
They were hood rats.
I don't think that's a fair test.
I want preacher boy to name these motherfuckers that's racing Niners just hood rat. Put a name on it.
Oh, man.
Why would I have to put a name on it? They know who they
are. I want to know. I mean, the people
that
I'm
going to say this. You never know what a position a person in. Everybody ain't got to run up and down the highway to go to a track to be a person. You can
hey,
go where
Leon,
you want to go.
I
and,
you.
Some people
want
to go.
You're 100%
not
right.
The way he likes to go.
If the truth be told,
I'm going to tell you something, Chuck, and you know it's to be true. If the truth be told.
Yeah.
Before he started going to the track, when street race was really pertinent, I was about to really was traveling around. He was drag for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us was hitting these streets every night. Drag was the only one that you could really say was going out of state.
That
made us
that.
Drag.
Drag, you talking
drag,
right?
Known, drag is known everywhere. Drag was known everywhere. But this is what I'm saying. If he going to make
hey, man,
a statement like that, he needs to tell people listening who's a hood rat.
It's not a fair assessment.
What is a hood rat? Because he want to go to one track.
This is what I'm trying to explain to you. What's a hood rat? Hold on. I want y'all to understand what I'm going to say, y'all. This is what I call a hood rat. Turn around and tell me I want to race at 41. I tell you I want to race at the Grove. Let's have an intermediate. I'll run you at 131. That's a split between the both of us. Or we can go to Byron. That's a split between both of us. You understand? You don't want to go where I want to go. I don't want to go where you go. Let's both go out our element. Let's go fishing.
What's wrong with
that? Don't make you
a
hood
rat.
That's not a hood rat.
That's the only thing you know in your life. You're a hood rat.
Preacher boy. I don't want to go to this track, and you don't want to go to that track.
Come on, Flop.
Preacher boy. Tell him you throwing a shot at the motherfucker you was arguing with today. Oh, that's where your example comes from. I was trying to stay away from that.
Why would I tell him I said 100%, Flop?
I did. I bowed down. I went from 500 to 1,000 to lock in the old pot, and the bitch got off the phone. Then he wanted to tell everybody, a lot of everybody talking about something. I flashed my money in front of a cute lady. Hey, man, listen, bro.
That's a mutual agreement. That's not a hood rat. You all come to a mutual agreement to go to an alternate track because you want to go here and I want to go there.
Listen, every time my damn nigga get ready to race, I tell these people, I don't want to do the monkey show no more. I don't have to argue. I don't even give a fuck if I race or not. I said, listen, man, let's race here. You said, no, let's race there. I don't want to race there. You don't race. Let's go somewhere where neither one of us want to go. We go to 131. We can go to Byron. We can even go to Cordova. I race all over the world, man. I got a good tow vehicle, a good trailer. I can go to Mars as long as I got gas money.
So you saying this guy that you want to race won't go nowhere else but one track?
Man, that son of a bitch won't need a fucking restaurant. He'd rather have a greasy ass.
That's a chicken, man.
But there again, a preacher man got a business. He do have a business.
Hey, listen, you know what? I wouldn't even have said nothing about that. Listen to what I'm trying to explain to you.
I want to hear this.
I've been talking to you every day. And you know I've been going to the hospital every other day, right? D, I talk to you every day, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
I tried to sugarcoat the shit and say my car broke. I'm working on my car because I didn't want to tell nobody about my health issues. D knows because me and D talk. So I turned around and tell these bitches about my health issues. The man told me, fuck your health issues. You a drag racer. Fuck your restaurant. You a drag racer. Don't tell me you weren't better than the other.
You weren't better than the other. Hey, listen, you weren't better
than the other. So you saying Scario, Scario is picking on a motherfucker that can't race?
So I'm trying to tell Preach, he entitled to say that, but just because you were entitled to say that, it still doesn't make you know him right or wrong.
You're 100% right. My thing is this, D. I tried to accommodate the man, first of all. I said, listen, I tried to talk. And I told the man, we're not going to do the monkey show thing. I tried to explain. He said, man, you can't tell a dog not to bite. You're right. You're going to be you or going to be me. I don't have to do what you do. He got around and gets Ian and all them on the phone calling 100 motherfuckers, talking all this shit. I don't want to do this. I want to race. Call it a day. Have a nice day. We can still be friends. That's all I've asked the man to do. You got to jump up and down.
When you all call for me to get on the phone.
I just called for you to lock in.
Wait a minute. Hey,
I just want you to hold my money. That's the only thing I want you to do.
I told both of you. I had no problem with that. But y'all got to first come to agreement.
Hey, Freak,
he want to lock in.
Don't he run at the Grove?
Yes, he run at the Grove.
Terrio do not want to go to the Grove.
No, he a lie. He raced at the Grove. But this
was
the only race
me. He was finna race me at the Grove.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. But I want y'all to hear this. Hold on. I want everybody to listen to this. He do race at the Grove, but this was the whole thing here. He keep calling Sunday. We said 3 days in a row it's going to rain Sunday. He keeps calling me at 7 o'clock in the morning. Bitch, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to do this. I'm trying not to block him because he was my friend at first. I'm trying to keep him as a friend, but he acting like he retarded. So today I told him I'm going to race him. I'm showing the bitch I give a fuck about him. He ain't shit to me. I got my own money, my own car, my own truck, my own trailer. When I pull my dick out, I don't ask him to grab hold to it, but he's doing a very good job. My thing is, leave me the fuck alone. Either race me or leave me the fuck alone. That's it. I'm simple. I'm a nerd now. I done turned to a complete nerd. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be arguing with a motherfucker. We're going to race or we're not going to race. I'm going to bet my little 2500. I'm going to have a fucking nice day. I'm going to lock in 500 on 2500, then I'm going to get the fuck out y'all way. If somebody come up with another 1,000, another 500, and put it in my pot. I tell you, hey, man, you want to bet another 500. We're going to bet another 1,000. Other than that, you need a fucking... I'm a simple ass nigga now. Hey, Drag,
Peace, boy. Let me ask you something. Y'all just can't get the race on because y'all can't agree on the track, right?
The track nor the money, Chuck.
Hold on, listen. Today, he said, man, I said, listen, I'll run you at the Grove tomorrow. He said, man, lock in. I said, lock in. He want to talk about, now all of a sudden he want to change driver, but he the motherfucker calling me every day. I said, man, I'm going to race you. I said, get in your fucking car, we're going to race. He said, I'm going to race you at the Grove. Fine. Lock in. I said, lock in the 500. Hold on, listen. I want y'all to listen first. He went in there and said, I'm going to lock in the 500. He said, no, make that bitch lock in the 1,000. I said, fuck it, I'll lock the 1,000 in. He said, lock in the whole pot. He ain't never locked in the whole pot twice. So I told him, I'm going to take a few drinks. I'm going to lock the whole pot in. I locked the whole pot in. He still don't want to race. I don't want to be bothered with them, man. This shit is stressful. I got a lot of shit going on in my life already. I don't need them. I ain't never got a race in my life.
To race or not race, preacher boy, but you said some disturbing stuff. If you listen to what you were saying, you said he used to be my friend. So, man, you mean to tell me racing and took y'all from being friends?
I'm trying to be the man friend, but he's doing stupid shit. I don't understand this.
Preacher boy. Let's tell the truth. Terrio's not doing nothing stupid. Terrio is being the same Terrio that he's been for as long as I've known him. That's what Terrio do.
But don't do it to me. I'm through talking to you. I don't want to be bothered with that. I told you we're going to race today or tomorrow. That's it.
Well, see, we trying to teach him.
Hey, you answered the phone. You want to hear what he had to say.
I'm putting his ass on block, man.
Hey, you ain't even got to let Terrio piss you off, man. We going to kill that motherfucker.
Right.
Fuck Terrio.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, y'all ain't going to do it.
Look at that light, that red light.
Hey, hold on. Commercial break. While we got Drag on the phone, tell us what's happening, Drag, for Byron.
Okay, we got, tell me, you know, the graduate weekend that we had. I got, a couple feature cars. I got a deal going right now with, Bill Neary.
Somebody got some background.
The first time in Pro Mod, I haven't put it on the flyers yet, but I can tell y'all, the first time Bill Neary going to be out with his Pro Mod in 15 years, the prosecutor. 66 Nova, he bring it to Byron match race. So that's going to be on the flyer. We got, you know, we got the little
Tosh
shootout, we got the big Tosh shootout, and we got the Daily Driver shootout. We also have golf cart race on Sunday, testing two all day Saturday and Sunday. Grudge racing.
Hey Greg, have you made your flyers yet?
No.
No.
Okay, listen. I want everybody here. I'm whining like a bitch. I'm going to send you a picture of my car. May I be on your flyer?
Yes.
They say I whine about everything.
Breach boy, let him tell us about his race because we all going.
Free food all day as usual, and the golf cart race will be on Sunday as well. We're going to try to have a shootout for both days, but we're definitely going to have it on Sunday. I got the Nostalgia Pro Stock going to be there, I think, on Saturday. It's either Saturday or Sunday. They haven't told me, they confirmed that they're coming, but they didn't tell me which day they'll be there, Saturday or Sunday.
Big fella, hold on. Will somebody please put your phone on mute? You hear with your ears, not your mouth. I know y'all hear that background noise.
The man trying to talk. He could have said nothing.
Somebody
to
make
me.
That different sound.
Could have said nothing.
I hear
the man
somebody knocking on the
door. All they got to do is put their phone on mute. That don't make drunk sense.
All right, hold on. Let me get to him. I'm trying to mute everybody. You might want to know how to do it, but I'm trying. Go ahead, Drake.
I think that's about it. That's everything that I got going on, unless something new come up. But I want to
give us a date, Drake. Give us a date.
The day is August the 5th and 6th. At Byron Dragway, and 20 miles out of Rockford. So, you know, I want everybody to try to make it if they can, you know. It's going to be hopefully just as big a show as it has been, you know, getting bigger every year. But I can't get it ain't going to grow without the participation. Byron ain't, going to 41. Going to 41 from the south side is for the south side guys. Like going Byron is like the west side guys going to Byron. So you switch it up. It's going to be a little bit further going to Byron from the south side because Byron is more north, west. And if a person was going to 41 from the west side, then they would be going further. But it's basically the same difference. You know, depending. For the west side is closer. For the south side is a little further. 41 is closer for the south side, and the west side is a little further.
It ain't no big thing. It's a 2-hour ride. Get y'all ass there and try and do some damn racing. That's it.
And that's the best way to tell them, Chuck.
You know.
What you tell them you want to see the race cars. If your race car not ready, get there and support your brother event.
Meanwhile, I want to do something.
For him to put
Chuck,
these shows on for you. Hold on, Preach.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm listening.
Oh, hold on, if I can say, this stuff costs to put these events on. So get up off your behind, write it on your calendar. Don't put nothing else down for that date. That's all you got to do. And support your brother's event, man. Get to the track. You know, the man is a living legend in our town. He can do everything imaginable in drag racing. And we should, if we can go to different states to support other events, I know we should be able to support our own. So make sure you guys show up that day. They'll go for the man in the mirror. Talking to the man in the mirror.
Yeah. Talk to the man in the mirror. Y'all might see the viewer
right,
out that day. All right.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack, I need you to kidnap two people that Saturday. You know who they are. I ain't got to say no name.
Yeah, guys. Sorry about that. I had another call.
To Jimmy hey, Drag. Y'all.
No, I was going
Drag,
to
I need you to... I need you to kidnap two people that day, and I ain't going to say no names. You know who they are.
Say that again.
I need you to kidnap two people on your race day, but that Saturday. You'll never kidnap them on a Sunday. Just take them that Saturday, okay?
We want
to
know their names. We want to know their names.
You
want
to try to get them with you?
No.
Well,
you
yeah,
it's a family.
You
it's a family. It's a family.
See, that's family. That's family business. Drag know what to do. Drag know what to do. But meanwhile,
boy, you
Leon, you still on this phone?
Hold on.
Y'all, Leon, you still on this phone? I'm tired of people trying to throw me and you under the bus. You too much for me. I don't want no trouble unless I can get everything in drag races. So we have never had this conversation again. Never. Had this conversation again. If I can't get everything in drag races, I don't want to fuck with you. So that kills our conversation about races. Ever.
Preacher boy, you a hoe.
I mean, call me what you want to call me. But I spend my money. I do what I do. Now, back to Yak.
I took my little car and took chances like a motherfucker, man.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Just listen, I'm going to get to you right now. You the motherfucker that told me, my chassis man, he said he's slow as fuck. You got head up action with Lil Mo. I'm going to beat the fuck out you, boy.
Man, let me move, motherfucker. Lil Mo don't look
you
like you. All
telling.
You got to do, let me move. I'll run the shit out you,
hey,
boy.
Hey,
let me move,
hey, yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah, why don't you let that automobile move?
I can't drive. I'll run your head the fuck up. You ran corn to your head the fuck up.
I'm run your head up. Lock in. I'm going to run your head up. I knew it was coming.
Run your head the fuck up, man.
I'm gonna see Leon run y'all tomorrow. Head up. I'm gonna send the car.
Hey,
Brian. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
The rest of them West Side niggas. Run the fuck
okay,
out.
Okay, well then whoop me too. So put me in the crowd with him.
I just told you soon he say ready. You saw how I told
well
him
then,
he ready. Now
well then do like take care of the people, man. When you see grown folks talking shit to so-and-so up,
hey,
you ready?
How long you been holding that in, Drag?
Yeah.
I'm not setting that motherfucking generic, man.
Well, what are you waiting on? I will run you.
Come on,
yeah.
Hey, I just told you, boy. Soon the most.
Well, yeah.
He ready, nigga. I'm gonna
run
you, man.
If that's the case, he should be getting a spot then.
He ain't getting no spot.
You said you ain't thinking about that generic.
Wow.
What the hell wrong with y'all? Man, I took. Only reason I said something to Preacher Boy, because I'd have took Lil Mo and took chances, man. Take a chance, Preacher Boy.
You ain't take no chance, man. I'm the one taking the chances if you want to talk about chances. I got a generic one.
I'm talking about with everybody else, Drag. God, dog. Drag,
I tried to run you.
You
didn't take the chance on that.
Man, you didn't try to
run
us. Drag, you wanted something. Drag, stop that, Drag.
Man, I saw y'all run y'all head up. Come on around.
Oh, man.
One thing I ain't going to do is lip box with you.
Hey, man. Soon look more ready, man. I'm going to whop you, Drag. Whop the shit out of you. You think quarantine did something to you. You watch this one.
Okay.
Lord, have mercy. Come on, Yak.
We got some more action coming.
You watch this one. Dan and a kid up there in Detroit and fuck quarantine up.
Damn.
You watch this one.
Well, you sound
y'all
like you, man.
Y'all gonna see it. Soon, he's ready. That motherfucker gonna have 3-4 races in one day. And to call all these niggas talking shit, tell them, get their ass up there. I don't want to hear shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you gonna run the old head up?
Yeah, I'm gonna run.
Okay.
I'm not scared of that Oldsmobile. What you call it, generic?
Mm-hmm.
When I get through with that motherfucker, you're going to sit it right there, all these motherfuckers.
Damn, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And back to you.
Remember that what he said, y'all. He's going to run the old head up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the show recorded.
Take a chance, Preacher Boy.
Be right back. When are you going to run that old mobile?
I just told him I'll send it over there tomorrow.
Hey, Leah, I told him soon the more ready, man. I'm going to run that man. I'm not studying drag.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing but get my ass whooped. That was wrong with these niggas now, and they scared to take a chance. Take the ass, nigga. You probably don't take now. You probably get one.
I'm the only one taking a chance. I got a freaking generic.
Hey, no. I'm talking to Preacher Boy, man. What he said to Leo.
Oh, man.
Take a chance, man. Fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute. Leon been drawing on Preacher Boy?
Oh, close that door. No, I ain't drawing on him, Chuck. Somebody else.
Hey, Leon, where you at? How long you gonna be here?
Drake, don't worry about it. I'm gonna just put them lines together.
I found another man in my box with all them braided man. I can put that together.
Truck?
I come get it tomorrow evening. Right. I get it tomorrow afternoon.
Drag. I told him I had some 3/8 rubber hose, so he didn't want to use it.
No, kid, you know what? I got in my trailer, got to that with that wild and braided line that, and I had another.
Oh, you found some. Oh,
foot.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to help you, if I can.
Hey, kid, trying to freeze me, man, before I even go down the truck, man.
Yeah, kid, you don't need that rubber hose, shit.
You don't need no rubber hose, Chuck?
Nah, I don't need no rubber.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Chuck, let me say this. I only been drawing on nobody. I got one race locked in. I'm going to do one race at a time. Only thing I said that people keep jugging at me about, well, you better not let people get you in trouble because we will go to your ass. Well, I want you to go to my ass. So when I get done on the 19th, and who else? I'm going to say it again. After the 19th, if you ask hard and you want to try me, after I get done putting my work in and beat the hell out of that man, they can get their ass in line too.
Damn.
Leon, I'm going to ask you a quick question because I ain't for all that all this fussing that they be doing. When you jumped in my car that night at that race that Friday night, who did we try to run after you made the first hit? The next run, who did we try to run head up? Who we tried to run?
I can't remember, Dre, but we tried to run. I can't remember who it was.
Was it Bond with Lil Mo?
It was Lil Mo. It was Bond there with Lil Mo. Yes, it was. It was the Monte Carlo. We tried
to. That's all I wanted to make
and
sure. I wanted everybody to hear
and
that.
Then we ended up.
He's talking about
we
weren't running.
On James Blackman.
We was asking for a spot.
Yeah. They had the opportunity. They had the opportunity to get it first. And they didn't go.
Yep.
When we went and we grabbed James Blackman. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
And y'all.
We tried to run your car yet. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but they wouldn't run,
man. They flat out would not run. That's what happened.
Ain't nobody tell me that, man.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
well, maybe you didn't know.
I'll
run, but
I'll run you, Drag.
I'm gonna run you too, Jack. As soon as you get ready, I'm gonna run Jay Black.
Hey,
I'm gonna run Jay Black.
Get the memo.
Man, look, I'm not scared. Chuck, only thing that man do to me is win some money and I take the ass whooping, but it might be the other way around. I fuck him up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm still gonna go there and talk shit to Drag. After he beat my ass. I'm not scared of no ass whooping. So when they get through talking, I'm going to take my chance. I'm not scared of
ass. Only thing I get tired of every time you look around, well, don't get too cocky because I'm going to beat your ass. Well, I always say, quit picking and choosing. Let's all grab a hat and throw about $500-$600 in that box and go to one of these tracks. And everybody get their hot asses up there and get out and let's see who the best man. First round call.
I like that, Leon.
I don't care who it is. The ones we be on these phones.
Hey, Leon, I know your phone number. I know your name. If I want to race you, I don't need these bitches throwing me up and under your lap. I just explain to you. I'm not going to race you unless I get everything in drag race. Other than that, I don't want to fuck with you.
Why you bring up Leon's name? He say he ain't drawed on you.
No,
he
haven't.
He ain't drawed on you.
Every time I talk to one of you almost special, it's Leon this. You don't like Leon.
But
it's
Leon.
Leon
ain't saying
I mean,
shit, right?
I know how to say
Leon
what I want to say to Leon, though. Hold on, man. Let me talk to Leon. Leon on the phone.
No,
that's the fucking problem.
You put it out there like Leon was drawn on you.
No, I did not.
Leon.
Everybody
yes,
keeps throwing
did.
Me under Leon. Leon, I'm going to say it again. If I don't get everything in drag race, we'll never race. So I feel we'll never, ever race. That's
but
it.
When you say some shit like that, it sounds like Leon was drawn on you.
Hey, Chuck.
No, Chuck. He just trying to tell Leon what he wants. That's all it is.
Oh, that was, okay. All right, my bad, Jack.
That's
okay,
all I'm
gonna shut up.
Because I'm tired of them motherfuckers. Every time I got a conversation with another bitch, they throw Leon. Hey, man, you talking about Leon. Oh, Leon this, Leon that. I ain't said shit to Leon. I got that man's phone number. I know where he live. I know where he raised that. I ain't said shit to the man.
Man, fuck what they talking about. Leon ain't saying nothing.
Listen,
fuck it.
Every
it's
time I hear something on the show, is they say it. I heard they say it. They can suck my dick. They say it. I heard. I said it. I don't have to fuck with them, period. I'm an owner, operator, and driver. Fuck
you. Well, I see they'd have pissed you off. They'd have pissed you off.
Yeah, they'd have pissed me off. That's the game. Well, hey, listen. I wish the bitch was on the line. Shorty sucked so much dick because they celebrate Shorty this, Shorty that. They ain't paid attention. He's an A1 dick sucker. He don't
have dick now.
He's a
half-being. Hey, preacher boy.
Fuck that.
It ain't.
No, you're
going to
listen. This is
ain't nobody but me and you in the private room. Ain't nobody but me in your private room. Who said it?
Skin said it with his sagging ass. I get tired of that thing. Now, what I'm trying to tell y'all is he's a nobody. He's a has-been. He's a fucking has-been. Let these people with race cars race. He wants to be an instructor now. He needs to go get him a job at one motherfucking weightlifting classes.
Oh, shit.
The man going to tell me about my income and don't know how I make my money. He's guessing.
Damn, I'm back what I missed.
Nah,
damn,
he called me a motherfucker homosexual. He stopped me a homosexual. His name was Del Meyer. Del Meyer was trying to see if Dee Dee's shitting her picture to see if his granddaughter in the toilet. That's some gay shit. But,
damn,
he ain't with skin. Anything possible.
Damn.
Damn.
Lord, have mercy.
I'm sick of this shit, because every time I turn around, the man talking about me every fucking day for 3 or 4 hours. What nigga talk about another nigga that long?
Damn. Preacher boy? How long you been holding that in, preacher boy?
Damn.
Well, you can't go see it. Hey, y'all know how long I've been holding it in. I've been holding it in long enough for a month over here, because that little bitch talk too much. That's all he do.
Damn.
When y'all have a subject, he want to talk about himself. I got Kamala Harris. I got my pickup truck. I got my my water milk truck. I got my red truck. Tell that bitch to pass condos and suck your dick.
Damn.
That is always something. I'll race. Hey, listen.
That any two cars can race. So you can't get mad at him for talking about coming.
Hey, any two cars can race. I'm not racing my motherfucking truck. Leave me the fuck alone.
Okay,
I got a race car.
You're not going.
I got a race car.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
at least
don't.
Preacher boy, he just texted me. He's sorry.
Hey, kid, I guess I learned some shit tonight.
I got a motherfucking race.
Yeah,
my
you did, Chuck.
Chuck, you learned how to put him in the prior room here, Chuck.
Yeah. I could do that.
Not the private room.
That's not what you're in the private room. Who did it?
God
almighty.
Motherfucking morning.
Big
motherfucking
head of shit, baby.
Boy.
Them boys.
Hey Chuck, I ain't bothering nobody. I got one race locked in. I'm gonna focus on one race at a time. I ain't here to impress nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna do nothing crazy. I'm gonna do one race at a time. And when we at the track, as long as I'm winning and got some money in my hand, all you gotta do is come pat me on my shoulder.
Hey, Leon.
I know you're different now, so our bets don't go up, nigga.
Hey, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Can we finish a quick conversation? We're going to have an educational conversation. If I'm losing my money to another nigga and another nigga come and win it, how the fuck am I blocking you for getting your money? Bitch, you lost it already. This is the shit this stupid little bastard say. You understand what I'm getting at? It's always good to be
got something going on.
Like he's the greatest.
That got dog skin or some preacher boy somewhere else. God damn it.
Yeah, he done sent me some fool with the dumb shit because everybody laughing. Ha ha he. It's Skin. Hey, man, I know how he got his name. Skin. He sucked the dick off your skin. He sucked the skin off your dick.
Oh, Lord.
Damn,
preacher
boy.
Come on. Wow.
God damn.
Lord, have mercy.
Okay, stand that stupid ass too, man. I'm going to get my son to race you. What 68-year-old man, Carlos, 50-year-old man, my daddy? He's a backwards-ass bitch, too.
Oh, damn.
You have to go to
That's my dad. That bitch should have been retarded at birth. That bitch should have been killed at birth with his retarded ass. You want to call her?
Not the chicken, man.
You nigga, your daddy.
Man, now you know
Lord,
that's going to go in.
God damn.
My.
Here you go. You 68, and he goddamn it 50. Hey, Dad, you backwards-ass bitch. Damn.
So you won't be getting no more free chicken.
Hey, I should have been on the morning show. There's some bullshit going on. I ain't here.
God
damn.
You ain't lying.
They got you on spot.
Yeah, you've been missing out,
yeah. When I'm lying, y'all shock me now.
Hey,
they
too rough for me on the morning show. That's why I don't get on.
Man, when I'm lying, y'all stop me. What grown man daddy? Especially when you're younger than you.
But you got to understand, preacher. Boy,
you got to be retarded. What I'm saying is you got to be retarded than a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You pay for your chicken now. That's
good.
You know that guy. They done pissed this man off.
God damn.
Off to the third power.
Hey man, listen to me, man. I tried to change my motherfucking ways, but these bitches won't let me. They said they fucking with me every fucking day.
Here
goes Terry, goddamn it. Every day. The bitch called me every day. He don't talk to his woman that motherfucking much.
No, because she got to get on the corner, suck some dick, make some money.
Well, at least you know that.
God damn.
The same motherfucker knocked his woman out. I was tricking off with her last month.
Wait a minute. Wow. I ain't gonna say kids do all that. My whole thing is I got tired of the motherfucker calling her pretty.
No, what fucked him up, preacher boy?
What's wrong with him thinking this woman look good?
What?
What fucked him up? Found out that one is real son.
What did you say? What did you just say, baby boy? I was being a gentleman. I said, man, don't put that lady in this shit. Leave her the fuck out of it. She's a nice lady. She didn't have nothing to do with our conversation. That's all I said.
Hey,
hey, listen.
When do the Rated G show come on?
Yeah,
ain't no
tonight.
Tonight? Hey, Drag. This is all rated F.
This is rated F, X, G, whatever you want it to be.
Because
I'm tired of
all,
you fucking with
all
me.
Because,
I
all
don't
because
fuck with you.
Because the guy want to run a race.
Hey, man, the man been
drag.
Hey, listen.
Drag, I thought this was a morning show, Drag.
Man,
man,
man.
Everybody
I got
in America to race me.
May I ask a question?
Brutal.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
This is what it takes to get a race. This how you get drag racing. This is what it takes to get a race out.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Why would they keep fucking me to get a race?
Yep.
I called you today. Watch me. I said, hey, man, I don't want nobody to have
this
my money.
This to get a race up. I see why I ain't been racing.
Hey, D, every time they talk trick to me, I said, man, put Brother D on the phone so I can give him my money to lock in. Every time I tried to lock
I
the dick in,
I was on the phone listening, but you all can't. I was on the phone, but you all can't
you
give me nothing looked like a stiff because y'all can't stop fighting long enough. All I heard was B's and H's and M's and F's and FM's and
oh,
B's
man.
And
not the... Not
girl,
the alphabet.
Listen to me. My whole thing is this.
Hey, kid. I clicked over, went back, and looked at two or three seconds.
I'm the easiest person to wait.
I came back, and they were still going. They didn't know I was going. They didn't know I was going. That's just how strong they were going.
Oh, man.
I never seen, man.
Lord, that was...
You tell me what kind of race that's going to be.
Boy, that's going to
be tired of this.
Hey, now listen, Brother D is not lying. Listen to what I'm trying to tell y'all. Brother D is not lying. All I asked him to do, listen to me, man. This is simple. I got on the phone. I said, listen, Terry, we're going to run tomorrow at the Grove. I already know it's going to rain at 41. They've been saying it for 3 days. I said, we're going to run at the Grove. He said, off the trailer, little bitch. Okay, off the trailer. I accept that. He said, so all I added was track rules. Then I said, 500 on 2500. No, bitch, you got to put the whole party in. Shorty with his little thirsty, little nasty ass that don't even own shit. Man, better G. Nick, fuck in the G. I waited. I wanted to see how it's going to turn out.
Your mammy nasty pussy motherfucker.
Hey, listen. You know what you is? You're a rat, bitch. You ain't nothing but a rat. But meanwhile, back to the rat.
Stop worrying about me and trying to get your race on, bitch. You
it went from that to the
inside
locked the whole party here. I said, listen, I'm going
to
have a drink.
That's all you want to do is argue. Come on, let's signify. I know what you want to do. Come on, you broke-legged bitch. Come on. I know what you want to do. Come on.
What I want to do, pussy motherfucker. You nasty, broke, pussy thieving bitch.
Hey,
man, listen to me, bro.
Listen to this lick in your mouth, bitch-ass nigga. I put my dick in your mouth, bitch. I thought this was a family show.
Hey, you got a bad reception in the basement, bitch. Make my man taste like shit in your mouth, bitch.
That green shit, that little baby shit. Pussy motherfucker.
Bitch
ass. Shut up, bitch. Try to get your race on, whole ass nigga. You ain't trying to race. I ain't never got to race a motherfucker in my life. Hey, listen, bitch ass out of here. I ain't never got to race a motherfucker in my life. You ain't gonna race nobody. What you wanna do with that rat ass pussy you got, bitch?
Hey, you ain't gonna race nobody.
You're a lying bitch. Everybody that you pledge allegiance to, no, I'ma go. Pussy motherfucker, why you on here sucking dick?
You know what? You ain't gonna win.
All you do is suck dick, pussy motherfucker.
I beat the fuck out you, boy.
I'm sure we can come on. I beat the fuck out you, boy. I'm sure we can come on. I beat the fuck out you, boy. 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 I beat
Oh, man,
you
married.
Go now.
You
can't
leave
it in the fuck with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You
sure said it.
You
can't
leave it in the fuck with me, bro.
You
can't leave
it in the
fucking way. You
might
well fucking go now. Pussy motherfucker.
You
don't want to fuck with me, bro. You don't
really
fuck with me, nigga.
You and your
friend, Kyle. You don't want to fuck with me. Boy, get your bitch. Don't tell me what to get in, bitch. You just said I be borrowing cars. I don't want to borrow no car. Race me with my shit, bitch-ass nigga.
What
are you talking about?
What you got?
You a lying bitch.
What the
you
fuck
got
you
a truck, and I got one. What you want to do?
I'm not talking about
you
a race.
You got that raggedy-ass truck and plate. You got that striker-plated-ass truck you got, bitch. What you want to do?
I'm not talking about a race.
What you want to do with that?
Yeah.
They ain't gonna like it. They ain't gonna like it. I've been getting to the money. Everybody mad. Think I'm getting too much money. Everybody mad. Same old nigga from the block. Same old nigga with the pot. The same old nigga for the trap. Everybody hated on him, then he bounced right back. I just put the whole...
What? What? Hey, y'all, it's always a nothing-ass nigga to get a nigga mixed up in some bullshit. You dick-sucking-ass nigga.
Your mammy
you motherfucking
fall in love with a nothing.
Bitch, you ain't got nothing. Hey, Ron Ron goddamn was your lifesaver, bitch. And then you got that with this Tupac. You a white bitch.
Everybody saved your life, bitch. You a stone from everybody.
Well, listen,
pussy motherfucker.
I'm still here.
I bet you
I'm still here.
Yeah, because they ain't want to kill you. Bitch, you ain't worth killing. Pussy motherfucker.
Come on. If it, like, when I'm right, I'm right. When I'm wrong, I could have been right. So I'm still right because I could have been wrong, you know.
I won your money. I can't even talk, bitch-ass nigga.
Get
your
car, bitch. I'm going to beat your ass.
Pussy-ass nigga.
Get your car. I'm going to beat your ass.
I got one. You don't want no trouble.
No, you don't want no trouble in your head
you
up,
don't
bitch.
No motherfucking trouble. Get your ass down.
Get your trouble on your head up.
Man, get this dick in your mouth.
I know, my
I'll
little
run
bitch.
Your bitch ass on feet. You want to run
my
on feet?
My little tooth fairy.
Pussy motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Hey,
yo,
your bitch
yo,
ass,
yo,
nigga.
Bitch,
I'll
y'all.
Hop on one
hey,
leg and
him.
Beat your motherfucking ass,
did
bitch.
Y'all hear me? Looking for something
I'll
dead.
On one leg
he want to run a handicap. On feet.
Yeah,
because
you a big bitch. You, hey, you ain't finna keep that nothing to find you, bitch. I'm going to keep
it.
I'm going
to
keep your bitch ass like
it.
You got two legs.
Listen to a word
you talk like you got two
of
them. I don't want to hear that handicap shit.
Has this ever happened to you? Does her teeth get in the way while she's sucking your dick? Does she know how to suck a dick? Well, I had that same problem until my bitch went out and bought NWA's new book entitled The Art of Sucking Dick.
Lesson 1. First, you grab the dick. Next, you gently lick it up and down. Then, insert it into the mouth. Take it slow. Don't rush it. And before you know it,
it goes one for the treble, two for the bass. She got the bass on the whole way. Kicking it
slow is the tempo, and rain is gonna flow as I produce and illustrate you to a hoe. Caught on the late night, bumping on the bass pipe. She's a hype to catch her on the late flight. But back in school, she was a cutie. Yo, then after graduation, started giving up the booty in school. Up, hair in a feather. Every time I asked her for the time, it was never ever once she would talk to Lauren. I saying that I wanted a date, she wouldn't even be my friend. But now in the 1990s, I be praying that the bitch don't find me. Cause she got a gang of kids, nappy heads and all dirty. And she's getting pimped by a nigga that's 30. I saw her hanging in an alley, bragging to her friends how she's hoeing in the valley. All by herself, going on a host road, coming back home late nights with the bankroll. You know a bitch like that makes sense, but I heard that she sucks a good dick. It's a
What do you want me to do with it?
Feel things,
I believe a woman loves stronger than a man.
Because
you see, sometimes we just don't seem to understand.
I'm going to be what you want me to be. Hey, now you done hit that last leg.
I know, because you see, I'm speaking from experience.
Now, when you put your hand on me now, it better be the same thing.
Because I came home one day. And my woman was just going all around the house, not having very much to say.
And
I was kind of puzzled. I didn't know what to do. So I looked her straight in the eye and I said, sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me. And tell me what's on your mind.
I don't mind you lying on me, bitch.
Don't you keep on telling me everything's okay? Cause if it was, then you wouldn't be crying.
I'll beat your motherfucking ass, puss ass, boy.
You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, baby.
You won't get something off your head too late when
you said that.
I know
when
you
I
had
to
talk to me,
bitch.
I wish you said it. Bitch, I ought to slap your bitch ass then, nigga. You ain't nothing. You ain't never been nothing.
I'm really not nothing. But
man,
you ain't going to take
the whole
thing.
Ass out of it. Man, you was wrong with that handicap shit. You wasn't saying
hey,
that shit. You called
bro.
My phone talking about what you going to do to Bob.
Get
your
whole
ass out of here. Nigga, you a bitch, nigga. Your bitch ass out of here. Talking about we still in Indiana. Get your whole ass out of here, nigga. Your
yeah.
whole ass, boy.
Hey,
you
hey,
that same shit you called me talking about what
one
you did to my I'm not going to do
bitch.
Nothing
we
to
leave
you.
Him for some reason.
You ain't going to do nothing
all
to me.
To
you ain't
going to
say nothing
reason.
Shit in my
now,
face.
Bitch, I'm
you
telling you one
man.
Time, one time only.
Man,
do
man,
how
you
feel.
Gonna tell me
put
shit.
Your hands on me.
Man, get your bitch ass out of here.
Get
your whole ass out of here.
Now,
I know what you are turning into. When you see me that day, all this day in the real seat. Fuck you, motherfucker. You ain't doing nothing for fun, boy.
No, I'm not.
You ain't
I'm
doing shit
hurting.
For fun, the whole ass nigga.
I'm telling you what
you're
doing
love. Shit for fun.
Do what
you
do.
You the motherfucker trying to admit something about fighting.
Hey, y'all,
bitch, I will beat the fuck out you,
do
boy.
What you do.
Now, what
hey,
you
want
to do?
What
do you want
hey,
to do?
Hey,
man,
hey,
y'all.
Nigga, you
are man. Man. Stop fronting, man. I know
hey,
you can't take the joke. You can't take the thing
to
find me. You can't take it. Man,
me
down with
you.
I don't give a fuck who you come with, bitch.
I don't want
to
be all that
shit, nigga.
What he wanted to be.
No, you a lie. You a motherfucking lie. Go back and listen to this show. Get your whole ass. We're
sitting on my train brakes, waiting on my light to move. Sitting on my trans break, waiting on my life to move. There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
Attention.
Bullshit slap the shit out this bitch ass nigga.
fuck is y'all talking about?
I promise you. I promise
you
I'm not going to stop
you.
Every motherfucking day that man talking about slapping
me. Man, do whatever
every
you think you need to do. Pussy, every day there's dick in your mouth, boy. I told you.
Every day he's going to slap me, y'all.
Hey, baby. Come on, me. You're a lying motherfucker. Because if I was going to slap you, you would have been slapped, pussy ass nigga. You a lying motherfucker.
But I know you're going to do it for me.
I'm going to live the lie then, bitch. I'm going to live the lie.
Hey,
like
everybody hear you say shit every day. You
man,
you
tell everybody to suck my dick. Whoever heard me say it, bitch. Nah, like that.
You say you can't get a motherfucker with me. I'm going to give you a chance to slap me. Slap the shit out of me, Steve.